Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show.
Welcome!
Myself. I keep going over to the microphone. I'm like, I'm about to say it, and I won't. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Best in Show. Exclusively on TPS Radio every Sunday morning, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern something time. My name's Chris.
I'm 100K. Good morning, my friend Chris. How are you today?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I'm very excited. I've got to be honest, I was teasing myself there for a second. Welcome to Best in Show, by the way. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm talking to you personally. I'm not even talking to the radio fans anymore. The radio program fans. We've got a lot of people enjoying the program today. And up in the chat room, you're listening to Best in Show exclusively on TPS Radio, tpsradio.net. Check out the chat room over there. If you want to get in touch with us, you can via, you know, all the normal outlets. Call us on the hotline, 888-985-0555. You could get us on Instant Messenger at Best Messenger. You jerk. You made me so self-conscious about that.
Do we sound like sarcastic jerks when the show starts?
I think so.
Sometimes I listen back. I don't usually listen back. But sometimes I listen back. That's a whole other issue that I don't like to listen back.
It's a good sign that you don't want to hear what you've done.
I hate my radio voice. But anyway, that's a whole other show. That makes two of us. But so I don't usually listen back, but like between your good morning, and my hi Chris, how are you?
Okay, you never do hi Chris, how are you like that.
I just did,
but I mean not usually. That's sometimes, not like your big thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I'm usually immersed in something.
Yeah, I know. Oh, sorry. But seriously speaking, you are listening to Best in Show exclusively on tpsradio.net. Check us out all the ways that you usually check us out. You can instant message us at Best in Show 100K or Best in Show Chris throughout the show, or go to the chat room. It's a lot better. You could interact with all our buddies that are checking us out. Before we go into anything, I just want to point something out, dude.
Pals and friends.
Yeah, you know, chums, cronies.
Amigos for the Latin community.
I love that part of things. Last week, you made a couple of comments that maybe need to be addressed. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
Well,
it was in relation to a Keith Hernandez story that you may or may not recall.
Well, first of all, I went half aid.
What?
Half butted.
Oh, no, you could say half-assed. It's okay. Don't be afraid of yourself. I know.
What the F is wrong with you? I went half-assed into a story, and I said that Keith Hernandez made some kind of comment about Kelly Calabrese, who is the San Diego Padres massage therapist. And what happened is what I was saying is that they showed her in the dugout wearing camouflage because it was military night at the Padres game, and when I first saw her, initially they were saying it must have something to do with the military. Who's that woman in the thing? Then they later found out that she's the massage therapist that travels with the team.
Right.
Now, now what I said is... Yeah, go
Oh, you're going to say what you said last week? Or do you want to... I mean, could I actually let this go the way it's supposed to go?
Okay.
You have no idea what I'm talking about at all, do you?
I kind of do. I was wrong about...
Wait, no. Hold on. So what happened last week was you said some stuff in relation to this story, right?
Right.
Let's get a little more look at this and basically say what has to be said about it.
I offer a complete and utter retraction. The imputation was totally without basis in fact and was in no way fair comment and was motivated purely by malice. And I deeply regret any distress that my comments may have caused you or your family. And I hereby undertake not to repeat any such slander at any time in the future.
So what exactly needs to be said about this story, my friend?
On a personal note, I refer to poor Kelly Calabrese as a whore. My intention was to say that I didn't believe she's really a massage therapist. But in retrospect, who am I to judge? Maybe she really is a legitimate massage therapist. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I think I clarified that last week. Right, but more importantly, on a professional basis.
Yes, sir.
I didn't realize. I said I think Keith Hernandez even made some kind of comment, like, "What's she doing there?" or you know. But all I needed to do was turn the volume up on my TV, and I would have heard Keith Hernandez say, "Wait, hold on. I have his exact quote here. Pardon me for reading, but I want to grab his exact quote off the thing." His exact quote was, "I won't say that women belong in the kitchen, but they don't belong in the dugout." Then he said to which he said, "You know, I'm only teasing. I love you gals out there. I always have."
So the big statements that we made last week about how everything that Keith Hernandez said wasn't really so bad, maybe they actually were, and hence the cause for the. Do you want to officially retract any of those statements?
Well, I want to officially retract the whore thing because I don't know that this girl's not really a legitimate massage therapist.
Right on.
It just seemed weird. Anytime you try to qualify what you said, you always end up just repeating the same thing, and it gets worse. But I'll do it anyway.
I refer to it as digging yourself in.
I can still breathe. Maybe I should dig a little deeper. It just seemed strange that the old boys network, if you will, of Major League Baseball would not be bothered by a woman being on the bench with them if there wasn't a reason they weren't bothered.
And I understood that was your sentiment last week when you said it. I think everybody kind of did, but maybe you were a little out of line. And I think it's good that you're making the statement.
Sorry.
You know, nothing wrong with it. I think I admire you, and I look up to you for being able to stand up and say, "Hey, you know what? Maybe I didn't say the right thing in the past." What are you giggling about?
I'm just looking at the chat room.
Yeah, if you're not looking at the chat room, you should. Over at There Is No Radio. Wow, that really just happened, didn't it? Over at tpsradio.net. Oops.
Wait.
Holy crap.
I think you may need to play that again.
Yeah, you know what?
Sorry.
Wow, I can't even believe that I just did that. Unreal. Sorry. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Honestly, bro, Stained is the best group I ever heard in my life.
And just for the record, I never said anything about massage therapists. I said this girl wasn't a massage therapist.
Dude, it's fine. I don't understand. It's okay. The statement has been retracted. Everyone's forgotten it. Luckily, you're getting saved by the bell, as am I. You're listening to There Is... what the hell is the name of the show? Best in Show on TPS.
Wow, you just did it again.
Dude, I'm losing my mind here. I'm totally losing my mind.
You're listening to Best in Show on tpsradio.net.
Who's this on the phone? Yeah, I'm losing my mind, dude. Like I said, I'm obsessing on the fact
Who's this TPS radio listener calling us on our TPS radio show?
I was hoping to get an apology myself.
Oh,
who's
boy.
This?
Oh, boy. It's Vito. You could recognize him. Hey, buddy, what's going on? How are you today? I'm having a hard.
What's that?
I'm having a hard time this morning. If you haven't told, I've called out our old radio network twice by accident here, and I wanted to throw myself out a window.
No, I missed that.
Yeah. You're on a delay. So hey, what's up, buddy? You're looking for an apology for what?
First of all, playing that joke about not hanging up, but the one where you guys got quiet.
I don't even know what you're talking about, dude.
That was...
Must have been something wrong with the phone line. Things weren't working right. Honestly, you tell me in your own words, 100%, what you think that I should be apologizing for. And you know what? Maybe I'll make that retraction just the way you want me to.
Okay. First of all...
Anyway, you're listening to Best in Show on tpsradio.net. You can call us on the hotline, 888-985-0555. If you so choose, you could jump in on the AOL Instant Messenger and get us at Best in Show Chris and Best in Show 100K. That doesn't work necessarily, just so you understand.
The knocking. Why is somebody knocking at the door?
Somebody's knocking at the door and not realizing... this is a little uncomfortable. What was that?
I said you guys hung up on me again.
Yeah, this is a little uncomfortable.
That wasn't very nice.
You know what, dude?
Sorry.
That's right, everybody. Our buddy Vito who I've been having problems saying his name as well, is going to be joining us in studio this week on Best in Show here on TPS Radio, tpsradio.net. You should be in the chat room talking to us and doing all sorts of good things.
As I say every week when I step away from the chat room, Vanessa, hold it down for me.
Dog. So now we got the new things. For record, I'll never, ever, ever really apologize for hanging up on you. I can't help it.
I don't expect you, either one of you to. So.
It's just such an easy thing. You see the phone console right in front of me here? Now you get to see the magic firsthand. It's right there. It glows red. It's begging for me to say, hang up, hang up, hang up, no matter who I'm talking to, which just so happens that you call in every week.
By the way, I tried calling the 888 number, and they were like, oh, no one's here to answer your phone. So I had to call the other one.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so you might want to give out both numbers.
Wow, that's a problem. Hold on. I'm actually going to do this over here at the same time. You guys could talk about things amongst yourselves if you so choose.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to Best in Show on TPS Radio, tpsradio.net. You can click listen. You can click download. If instead of listening live, you want to download another show, I guess you can do that.
They'd have to go to bestinshow.com to download, I believe.
They'd have to go to bestinshowradio.com, actually.
Join us in the chat room.
Wow, look at that. The phone really isn't working. I guess I got to talk to our boy Ray about that. Maybe this is because of those comments I just made. All of a sudden, he's disconnected the phone. So you should call us up today at 718-360-1413. Forget about that 888 number. That toll-free number is not going to work this week for whatever reason. We'll sort that out next week. Who knows? That's odd.
What are you doing? But didn't he call on it, though?
No, he called the 718 number because he knows the 718 number. He tried the 888 number, and it didn't work. What are you going to do?
Is the 718 number the other number we used to have, or is it your actual number?
No, the 718 number is the old number that we used to have. Back in the good old days.
Well, I mean, can we use that?
Yeah, we're using it.
I just used it.
I'm saying we can use that, though, if anyone really wants to call.
That's what I just said. If anybody wants to call, forget about that 888 number. Call us, 718-360-1413.
You're listening to Best in Show Radio on tpsradio.net.
Dude, it's an odd day here. Things aren't working out exactly the way that I expected they would. My head is in a total cloud right now. I honestly would have rather I blurted out the C word in the middle of an interview with a nun than what I have actually done on this week's show.
Why would you be interviewing a nun?
So, what about this whole Jesus thing? Real? Not real.
You blank.
Are you going to be able to? Are you going to be able to babysit on Sunday mornings? Is that going to be a problem?
Unreal. But so those are the retractions. A couple things. We've been making a pretty big habit of saying things totally unresearched, unjustified, and you're just blurting things out as if they're fact. And then a week later, we probably should take a moment, at least at the beginning of the show, to say, hey, here are the things we screwed up on last week.
Reminds me. You said something in one of your earlier shows. What was it? You got a T-shirt from Urban Outfitters or something?
My wife bought me the gangster rapper coloring book and the dashboard Jesus on a spring for my car from Urban Outfitters. And I she got herself clothes, but I never got clothes from Urban Outfitters.
That's a lie. I got you a t-shirt once that said something like 666 times something equals 1999.
Okay. Apparently, I have. I didn't necessarily buy something from
Urban Outfitters. Right. No.
Something from Urban Outfitters had been purchased for me, I suppose. So, hey, you know what? What did I say? There we go.
I offer a complete and utter retraction. The imputation was totally without basis in fact, and was in no way fair comment, and was motivated purely by malice. And I deeply regret any distress that my comments may have caused you or your family. And I hereby undertake not to repeat any such slander at any time in the future.
Sorry.
That's as close to a real apology as I'll get.
come on. Yeah, but really. Okay, yeah, so apparently I did have an Urban Outfitter shirt. And hey, I retract my statements.
I should be known as a fact checker.
Or a psychomaniac that keeps track of things in my life that I don't even know.
If you want Vito's fact-checking services, you can log on to his website at ocdvito.com.
In all honesty, where could we log on to Vito's website if we wanted to?
Right now, you can go to www.sinstudios.com. Sin stands for Strength in Numbers.
For those of you who don't know, our buddy Vito, if you're relatively new to the show, as I don't believe most of you are, but just in case, if you're checking us out for the first time, Vito's our buddy. He's we've known him for years. He's what would you describe your profession as? You're a professional
freelance comic book writer, I guess.
A professional freelance comic book writer. And what's Strength in Numbers is? That's your your posse.
Yeah, it's like a collective of three or four of us that put together books.
Us? I'm down.
You put together books?
No.
Oh. Our buddy Jeff Powell, artist Mike Lilly, and colorist Wilson Ramos. The four of us are Strength in Numbers Studios.
Strength in Numbers, that number being four so far.
Actually, there's a fifth, but we're keeping him quiet for now, kind of like...
hush, hush?
Very, very on the DL.
Like the big surprise when you walk into the room and after we hang up on
and
him?
And like I knock on the door, and that doesn't work on radio.
Yeah, which is like, yeah, you're knocking and the microphone's there. But no, but yeah, so you could check out all Vito's stuff. You got anything new going on right now?
Yeah, actually, in June, as infantile as it sounds, I'm writing Scooby-Doo. And
Ruby, Ruby, Roo.
And if anyone out there wants to actually special order or get Scooby-Doo 109 and 110 June and July issues, I will be in both of those, and I will be at the San Diego Comic-Con in July and the Heroes Con in June.
Can you?
No. What were you gonna say?
Can you give us a little
insight into
a little
story?
Hint maybe about like what. What Scooby's going to be up against, or is that? Because don't get yourself in trouble.
The first in Scooby-Doo 109, he goes. Scooby-Doo and the Mystery Inc. gang go to the Mermaid Parade in Brooklyn. And
what? I don't even know what that means.
You don't know what the Mermaid Parade is?
No.
Every year in Coney Island, they have the
shootings and the murders.
Well, yeah. No, I didn't say every day in Coney Island.
Oh, right.
Every year in Coney Island, they have the Mermaid Parade, which I've never been to.
I didn't even know it existed to go.
No, it's a pretty big deal, actually. People come from all over the world. And
a cartoon dog knows what it is, and you don't.
I feel like
that's only because there was a mystery there. And in 110, they tackle, I wish I could say this right, Triskaidekaphobia, which is the fear of number 13, when they discover a haunted 13th floor in a building.
That's why they never have 13th floors in buildings. That's why they shouldn't.
This one does.
Wow, creepy. So you just got the Scooby-Doo teasers here on Best in Show Radio.
Is it one particular murder they're looking to solve?
It's not a murder. You can't do murders on a kid's book.
Or is it all of them?
Yeah, it's all of them.
Could I actually ask?
Someone killed a mermaid, and they have to find out if it was Popeye or Aquaman.
Could I ask a question?
Yes.
Can I make a request, actually?
Okay.
Is there a way that we could somehow get a cheap sort of reference within the story?
Those two, no, but I did get two more pitches approved, and I can probably swing that. Because one of them takes place
like
at
I
the
said, it doesn't. I don't necessarily want it to be like, you know, a blatant plug for the show, but like something ridiculous, like in the background of something, maybe there's a picture of... What would be a way that we could actually get ourselves into a Scooby-Doo comic? In one of the images in the picture, could you get like a maybe the what do you call it? A collar? What's the thing that hangs off the collar for a dog? A tag, like a dog tag? Could the tag say 100K on it in one image? And that, like, just something like that, that like no way that people would really know what it is, and just for some reason, or like a license plate on a car someplace, could that be 100K?
Yeah, totally. That's easy. That's totally easy. I can do that.
Excellent. So 100K, if you could do that.
I can do that in one of the two upcoming ones that I have, actually.
Actually, if you want to go...
Can you just run around to all the comic stores and change the one that's coming out in June?
Sure.
Or even better, BIS 100K as the license plate for it.
It's done. I'll do it in the... I have one coming up eventually that I actually have to write where...
There's a car with a license plate?
It takes place on... No, it takes place on a farm, so I can actually put that on a tractor or something like that.
The tale of the haunted license plate. Woo. That would be a really
Scooby
great story.
Scooby tries to figure out what internet radio show
the license. Did you just say Scrooby?
No, I said Scooby. Did I? It meant Scooby, though.
Scooby
tries to figure out what internet radio show this mysterious license plate is referencing.
Dude, how cool is that? But just seriously, you don't think it would be pretty awesome?
Scooby helps Chris figure out what radio station he's really on.
I can't even say a word about it. I can't live it down. I screwed up. There is a radio station that I'm on, and it's called TPS Radio, TPS Radio.net, the People's Sports Radio Network, and that's where we are here every week, 11 to 1. Wow. I don't know if you guys know, something sports-related actually happened this weekend. Actually, every day of the year, something sports-related happens. There are 2 days of the year that nothing sports-related happens. Do you know what those 2 days are?
Yes, I do.
Vito, do you know what they are?
I know it's not Thanksgiving.
Good point. <That's>... No, there are 2 days of nothing.
I wouldn't say nothing sports related happens because like a trade or something could happen, but like no, there's no professional sports games scheduled. With the exception of like maybe like the English Premier League or
and there's probably horse racing that day too, I'm sure.
But of baseball, football, basketball, or hockey, there's no professional games scheduled.
And what are those 2 days? 100K?
I shouldn't say professional. There's no major league or you know.
Right.
Those 2 days are the day before and the day after the Major League Baseball All-Star game.
Excellent. Excellent. So a little bit to trivia. Just so we're dropping nyance because I'd like to say knowledge and science at the same time. We're dropping science on you here.
Do you spell that with a K-N or?
Obviously. Oh, okay. No, G-N-I, actually.
Oh, even better.
But yeah, so a little sports-related story this weekend. Apparently there was some sort of thing in New York City where people were picking players for their team or something.
The Rangers lost to the Devils?
Well, yeah, that too. I don't care about that. Hockey is silly. Don't you remember the guys on ice skates? It's silly. Apparently yesterday was the NFL draft, for those of you who don't know. If you don't know what happened, I'll actually play you a little bit of what happened right now.
With the first selection in the 2006 NFL draft, the Houston Texans select...
Can you hear from the boos of the crowd?
I wasn't expecting him to go first.
No one was expecting him to go first. The one that everyone was expecting to go first actually wound up going second.
Second choice in the 2006 NFL draft, the New Orleans Saints select
Lou Diamond.
Oh, see? Well, at least you finally got picked.
They kind of, you know, sound really excited. Tight.
As well they should have been. Yeah, it was crazy. For those of you who don't know.
In my mock draft, I had Leroy going at the top of the third. I didn't expect him to go.
No one expected Leroy to go. Oh, you know what? The Texans said for like the week before that they were gonna take Leroy, and no one believed it. Everyone thought that they were just doing it to...
Why would the team with the number one pick try to fake people out? They could do whatever they want.
Exactly, you know?
Yeah. It's certainly not a fake out at that point. I mean, they can just do whatever they want.
They fake themselves out. Yeah.
And, but I don't understand that anyway, because, like, why if... Like, what... Say you're on the team with the number five pick, and you have every intention of taking, say, I don't know, somebody. I don't even want to confuse things by using real
players. Matt Leinart.
Okay, say you were going to take Matt Leinart. You were the team with the number 5 pick.
Or actually, no, let's keep it accurate the same way that we're going here, because we got Leroy and everybody. Let's say you were going to take Boom Headshot as your pick.
I can't even pretend that, because there's no way I'm taking that dude.
Okay.
Say you're going to take Boom Headshot. You're telling everyone you're going to take Boom Headshot with the number 5 pick, right? But that's not really your intention. Your real intention is taking...
Fatty Boom Batty.
Exactly. Your real intention is taking...
Well, here's... If I don't mean to cut you off, but here's my argument that I think I have for you. It's... did they ever actually say they were going to take who they ended up taking? Or did everyone in their mock drafts say, well, this is their need. They need to take this
guy. No, everyone assumed they were going to take Lou Diamond and not Leroy.
Right, so... But they didn't.
Boom Headshot.
Sorry, sorry. Sorry, I just had to.
All right, so we're gonna take Boom Headshot with the number 5 pick. Our real intention is to take Lou Diamond. Like, who were they faking at that point? Like, what is? Do they think that's gonna
the Jets? Jets.
Like, do they think that if they say they're gonna take Lou Diamond, then the team in front of them is gonna say we want to take Lou Diamond? Is that the idea?
You know exactly what Vito just said.
I mean, it's not a fantasy football draft.
Okay,
it's.
For the record, I have to stop, and I'm getting confused with the Boom Headshot and the Lou Diamonds and the and what was even the other one? Leroy Jenkins. The Jets wanted Reggie Bush.
Right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to throw realism.
Wait, who?
Exactly. The Jets wanted Reggie Bush.
Isn't that a football player?
Yeah. But for the Jets, in order to be able to get Reggie Bush, would have to trade up to number 2.
Right.
By the Texans waiting till the last second to change whether they're taking Reggie Bush, I let them know that Reggie Bush is available, they limit the amount of time that the Jets had to talk to the Saints about trading up to the number 2 position. You're getting in other people's kitchen by doing that. You are faking other people out.
Why does who the Jets or the Saints take affect the Texans?
It doesn't. It's faking people out. Is there a purpose for faking people out? No.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think there's any real purpose.
Okay, I thought you were saying like that it didn't fake anybody out because you're number 1, you get to do whatever you want.
I could see if you think a guy's flying under the radar, you're not going to mention him, maybe, because you want to wait and see if you could get him in the lower rounds.
This isn't our friends in fantasy baseball or fantasy football, like we were saying. Like, this is real sports. Everybody knows about everybody.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I don't understand. I still don't understand the whole lying thing about, like...
You're screwing other people up. You're making other people confused. You're making people not be able to...
Maybe if it's like the Texans were trying to screw, say... Who's in their division? The Colts over somebody that's not in their division, over like the Giants, who don't really affect them. Then I could see maybe, but like
you're only about number 1, my friend. Why do you care about?
But you know what? It kind of is like fantasy drafting, because when you think about it, who had the second round pick? New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
They really, everyone predicted that they wouldn't take Reggie Bush. They
in all honesty,
that they would,
man,
take him like a quarterback or something. So
in all honesty, that poor Reggie Bush kid is he's got to hang out with Deuce McAllister now, not have a full-time job.
I think he'll take Deuce McAllister's job.
You think?
Deuce McAllister was the biggest disappointment in the world last year, wasn't he?
I think he was on one of my leads. Yeah.
I don't know that he was such a drastic.
I don't know which one of them's going to get more swimming yards, but the point is, I think they're going to get even playing time.
Did you just say swimming yards?
He certainly did. That'll be the retraction for next week.
but my point being that, like, I think, first of all, they announced that they drafted Mario Williams the night before, which is unheard of. And
They didn't draft him. They signed him to a contract the night before.
So what that means is that the Jets would have had at least 12 hours to negotiate to get number 2.
So then essentially they really didn't fake out. They let everybody know. But like, but it's not even that. They let everybody know in advance that they were doing it.
Well, their whole thing is we never had any intention of faking anyone out. People asked us who we were leaning towards, and we were honest. Like,
But the thing is, I think, kind of going with what you were saying, Chris, is that the Saints ended up screwing the Jets, because if the Jets were trying to get that number 2...
You mean the Texans?
No. Take the Texans out of it, because they took their pick. They announced that they were taking a defensive end, and so now you have the second round pick. I mean, the second pick of the first round. So,
I love Eric in the chat room asking, which one of them is Bryant Gumbel?
The wider sounding of us? I don't know. the Saints, if the Jets were actively pursuing that number two pick and actively trying to trade up to get that pick, the Saints, by taking that Reggie Bush, ended up screwing the Jets, don't you think?
Well, no, but they took Reggie Bush at the very end for the fact that they kept going like with trying to deal with the Jets up until the last minute. That's why the Saints didn't make the pick of Reggie Bush immediately. They went like almost to the limit, like maybe like a couple minutes left on the clock is when they finally came out and took Reggie Bush, because they were actually trying to hammer a deal down.
I could actually see a situation where maybe a team would lie about who they're going to take if the Saints knew, say, ahead of time that the Texans weren't going to take Reggie Bush.
They did know. They knew 12 hours in advance.
Okay. The Texans could have told everyone they are taking Reggie Bush in order to maybe get the Saints, say, to try to flip-flop with them, to trade up with them. Like, in other words, like, you really want Reggie Bush, but, you know, he's the best player out there. Yeah. We're taking him, you know? Like, unless you want to trade with us, when they have no intention of taking him at all.
But the thing is, that's the exact opposite of what happened here. Nothing even close
that's
to
what I'm
that
saying,
happened.
But that's a situation where I could see, maybe, but that would only work trading with the team directly below you. Because if you trade with the number 17 team and you get their pick, then Mario Williams ain't going to be there either. Honestly, I think the Texans made the better move. Dominic Davis is, what, 26 years old?
I was just going to say, Dominic Davis definitely could hold his own, and the kid's good.
If you look at the college like football Hall of Fame, there is a college football Hall of Fame, right? I know there's a baseball one they just started. But if you look at the best college performances ever, it's not necessarily, you know... I know this isn't news that just because you do great in college doesn't mean you're going to do great in the NFL, but, you know, like, as good as Reggie Bush did, like, Mario Williams is going to help the Texans win more games than Reggie Bush is.
Reggie Bush is a little dude. Reggie Bush may prove to be great, but I'd be pretty surprised if he does, to be 100% honest.
Not in his first year, anyway.
I'm not even talking about first year.
Especially if he's splitting time with Deuce McAllister, yeah.
He's a little dude. He's splitting time. His durability is unproven, and he was playing against kids who, like, I'd say at least 60% of the kids he was playing against will never play professionally.
Which is the same reason his quarterback went 10th over... I guess the knock on Matt Leinart was he didn't have a strong arm, right? Is that basically...
And he hangs out with Nick Lachey too much.
I was going to say, I think the is that he let go of Lee Steinberg and got an agent from CAA, which is like a Hollywood agency. So the knock on him is that he's focusing more on endorsement deals, doing TV and movies.
He's so headed for the next Bachelor.
You know, but I mean, more so than football. So, like, the question is his heart in football or is it in the... things that come from playing professional football in the NFL.
By the way, Jesse Palmer and Matt Leinart will be filling in for us next week.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. It's going to be good stuff.
Since we're all three football fans, I was just wondering, like, Atlanta didn't have a first-round pick, but they had a second-round pick?
Atlanta had the number 47 pick because they had traded their first-round pick, and when they got John Abraham from the Jets, it was a three-way trade. But, they ended up trading up to get the number 37 pick.
So how do you feel? Who'd they get?
They got a guy named Jimmy Williams, a cornerback from Virginia Tech. I'm not going to claim I knew who he was, but they were talking pretty big about him, and Michael Irvin seemed to think that because D'Angelo Hall went to Virginia Tech, he'll do a good job of, like, you know how guys are with their college, you know, but that he'll do a good job of teaching him. So I'm psyched. I mean, John Abraham, Loya Malloy.
That's a really good defense already.
I got a cab ride the other day from a guy who went to the College of Staten Island. I knew he'd get me there just as fast as he possibly could.
So your overall, I mean, even though you don't know the player, your overall, you're happy with
I was
the
psyched, yeah. When I heard about him and heard stuff about him, I thought he was good. He led the ACC in interceptions last year, so that's got to be a good thing. In picks, if you will.
Nice.
Which was 5, which I was surprised at. I would think that the college leader in a conference would have like 40 interceptions.
They only play 10 games, but still.
I think of college quarterbacks. Like, and he's playing Bowling Green at some point. He's going to get 6 in that game.
Think
like,
about Matt about the spaghetti arm Matt Leinart just, you know, lobbing things up in the air that are just lollipop shots for people to grab.
What about you? Like, you got a safety?
The thing is, I've never hidden the fact that I don't follow college sports at all. I watch the March Madness and I get a little bit excited about that, but I really don't pay close attention. I know the kid's name is Allen. From what I've been told by people, he's a stud. Linebacker that was supposedly going for the first round. There was supposedly like four or five of them. They were all supposed to be studs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, cool. You know, the Dolphins' defense is cool, and you, it's cool to add people. Because they've dropped a couple people as of late, so it's important to get them.
We're all a fan of a different team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're a Dolphins fan.
Yeah.
You're a fan of the champions.
A Dolph fan, if you will.
Okay, like I said, you're a jerk. I'm a fan-con. Nah, that one ain't gonna work. And Vito is a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Mm-hmm.
If each one of you could have chosen anyone that was available, who would you have preferred they got in the draft?
I'm pretty happy with the choice that Steelers have. They got one of the two best wide receivers, and they needed a wide receiver to take over Antoine Randall-L's position since he got traded. But I would have liked a higher ranked defensive, like a back. To take
Antoine Randall-L's position of throwing more touchdowns than the quarterback does.
Yeah, well, you know, what did Al Davis say? Win, baby, or something like that, or
point taken.
I would have liked Mario Williams. I think if the Falcons had the number one pick. Reggie Bush would have been nice. Honestly, I would love a great quarterback and Michael Vick just to not play anymore because I want the Falcons to actually win in the playoffs, but. But I don't know. I think Mario Williams probably would have been nice.
Mario Williams is going to be intriguing, interesting. The fact of the matter is, running back wise, the Dolphins set. As I'm talking about Reggie Bush being like an inexperienced young kid who's unproven, you know, I'm totally satisfied with Ronnie Brown being my running back. I really am though, because I think he's amazing. I think he's going to be great. I think last year, splitting time with Ricky Williams, he did phenomenal, and I think he's going to do even more phenomenal this year. Although he's, like I said, same way, unproven. He's never not split time his whole career. You know, he split with Cadillac Williams for the longest time, and he was splitting with Ricky. Whoa.
Is that Williams, it for Ricky Williams. Now?
I didn't even realize that until right now.
Is that it for Ricky now?
Ricky's at least out for a year. We'll see what's going to happen. He's got to stop.
He loves an Enterprise bong, like, apparently.
Was this because of something that happened after he came back to the Dolphins, or was this something pending
after he came back to the Dolphins, he failed a drug test. But apparently, like, the drug test could have been, like, aspirin, even. Like, I don't know. Exactly. But
he was eating too many poppy seed bagels.
It's probably it. But yeah, so running back wise, I wouldn't necessarily care for Reggie Bush. Quarterback wise, I don't know if you guys heard, the Dolphins have squared that position away. So if I could take anyone aside from the kid Allen that we got, AJ Hawk would have been somebody that I would have been a little bit.
You just like that he looks like he's just out of San Quentin prison.
I just like that. I just like that his name is Hawk. He sounds tough, so that's what I want.
You guys want to have a little draft?
Would it, like a mock draft?
Yeah.
I got to be 100% honest with you. I hate the idea of mock drafts, so let's do it.
Okay. Can I borrow some kind of writing? I have the writing implement, but some kind of a surface to put words on? Thank you.
Sure. Could you give me a pen?
A writing implement?
See, now I got to grab it myself.
Yeah, okay. What are we drafting here?
Just about ready. Okay.
Anyone is eligible.
Anyone from...
As long as they're a celebrity, I guess.
Wait, what?
Well, listen. Anyone's eligible as long as they're a celebrity. The sport that you guys are drafting for your teams is getting arrested.
Nice.
So what I want you guys to do is have a little bit of a draft.
How do we know who goes first?
Coin toss.
Obviously, the coin toss.
Okay.
Now that Vito said it, it's obvious.
Wait, it's obvious? We have a three-sided coin? Hold on, let me get my Dungeons and Dragons
obviously,
dice.
It was predetermined using Pythagorean...
When you say celebrity, you don't mean...
I love Pythagorean. As opposed to Pythagorean. I'm gonna...
The better part is if you let me finish, I was going to say a Pythagorean triangle, which I don't even think is anything.
In all honesty, I wish I knew that this was coming. I would have went to my attic and I would have got my six-sided or three-sided die for Dungeons & Dragons to play this. I'm really cool. I'm hearing that the morning zoo shows have mock drafts about hot chicks.
Well, that's why we're not.
When you say celebrity, you don't mean a sports personality that has transcended, possibly a sports personality that's out of sports, maybe, would be eligible?
For example, if I understood what you just said.
Okay.
A celebrity.
Troy Aikman is not
You can take Troy Aikman if you really think he's.
I'm just throwing his name out there. But like Frank Gifford.
All right, Vito wants Troy Aikman.
Damn it! Why'd I pick him?
Yeah, you can take Troy Aikman. You.
Wait, I just want to hold on for one second. I'm getting instant messaged by a couple people. Just so you guys know, it's been a while since I've done my little spiel. You're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Check us out at tpsradio.net. Come over, join the chat room. Instead of instant messaging me, actually get in the room, get involved. There's a lot of people here. Actually, there's really not that many people.
Give them the number. You know what? I vow to never do this again. But I think it's deserved at this time.
I said message again.
What's that?
And you can call us on the hotline, 718-360-1413.
No, but I was referring to what's that station that you're listening to.
Oh, I know exactly. Chaz the Dazzler joining us in the chat room.
Look at that.
Good stuff. But okay, so it's celebrity mock draft.
Yeah, it's anyone. I'm sorry, Vito. Anyone that's like anyone that you would consider a celebrity. You can go as low as, if you really want a reality show person, you can go as high as the Pope. Because there's nobody more famous than him.
I'll take him.
You think there's anyone more famous than the Pope?
Madonna.
All right, dude. Hold on. You're doing three different conversations at once. One thing at a time. We'll talk about the Pope in a minute.
Oh, by the way, can I also plug my website? You can log into add100k.com. Nice.
Okay, so who's got the first pick on the three-sided die? Let's give it to our guest, considering he's joined us this week.
Celebrity? I'm on the clock now, huh?
You're on the clock. At 11:41 a.m. Eastern Time. You have to have your pick before 11:41 is done.
While you think about your pick, by the way, the way this is going to work, I'm going to score it as we progress through.
it's judged on a scale that you judge on something you're competing in? What the hell?
No, I'm not competing. It's you against each other.
Oh, so we only needed a one-sided die.
We only need a coin.
Wow, you really are a lopper. You just can't let it go.
A one-sided die is a coin, by the
Seriously,
way.
What's my THACO on this?
A one-sided die is something flat with no matter on the other side.
A one-sided die is called a marble.
Yeah. So what is obviously there's going to be an amount of time. This isn't just going to be like forever. I'm not going to be checking in with you guys when you're 80 to let you know who's winning.
Oh, we're legitimately going like for real points this year.
This is
going to
be
okay.
I want to give a decent amount of time because it takes a while for somebody to get 6 months. Sounds good.
We'll get 6 months. Today is what.
Today is the last day of. Today we'll start tomorrow. Well, if anyone gets arrested today, then it'll count.
Okay, so the last show of October or the first show of November. I didn't look at a calendar.
Good enough.
We'll come back and rescore this.
I have my first choice.
Your first pick.
I'm pretty sure his name is Pete Doherty, but Kate Moss's boyfriend, the dude from the Libertines.
Pete Doherty from the Libertines, and you know what? I got to be honest with you guys. This game just popped into my head when we were getting ready to do the show, and the reason it did is because we were looking at up on your wall. There's that internet picture that was passing around where it's a picture of different things, and you have to see which. It's like all different pictures of things representing bands. Like there's a guy smashing pumpkins.
It's a stupid advertisement from Virgin.
And you have to find it. But there's a giant silver metal spoon. And I said to you, is that the Libertines, maybe, in reference to Mr. Doherty's unfortunate heroin habit? And that's when the game popped into my head. So you're thinking along the same lines as I am. So Vito chooses Pete Doherty.
How many picks do we
get? Hold on a second here. The chat room is getting a buzz a little bit with wanting to get in on the game.
Oh.
Are you opposed to actually getting other people in on this?
Not at all. How can we organize it, though?
Well, everybody's in order, so why don't you just go in the order?
Vanessa just screamed out in the chat room, I want in. I got no problem with giving her the second pick right now, right off the bat, because I don't know who my pick is yet.
Okay. Go ahead. Keep in mind we're on a delay now.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know what? So then she's gonna get the third pick as I go. So Vanessa, start thinking. Actually, everybody in the chat room, if you've got a pick,
but I don't want everyone calling them out at once.
Good point. We're gonna go in the order of Vanessa.
I don't know that anyone else wants to play.
If anyone else wants to play, if you don't want to play, say you don't want to play. But this is the order: Vanessa, Eric, Deja, Chaz. I'm just actually going up from the bottom of the list, just because Vanessa called it out first. So that's where we'll go. We'll use her as the bar to start from. So she's number three. Eric would be number four. Deja, five if she's interested.
How many picks do we get? Do we get
five picks?
I mean, if everyone's playing, we'll just get three.
Okay, so three picks then, fine.
Okay.
All right.
Vanessa, by the way, gave her pick.
Oh, did she? Oh, damn it! Okay, so Vanessa, she just
very good. I saw that.
She just took Charlie Sheen.
So, Chris, you're on the clock.
Damn it, I'm on the clock. While I think for a minute, why don't you explain the rules again, because they're asking, Chaz is asking in the chat.
The rules are, the actual scoring, I'll go over it another time. Basically, you want the next person, do we want to do, I'm sorry that this is such a shambles, but a baby shambles, if you will, in honor of Pete Daugherty, but do you want this to, should it be that the next person that gets arrested you win, like almost like that death website betting like on who's going to die pool. Next kind of thing? Or do we want to score points for arrests?
Accumulate points per arrest, and depending on severity of arrest.
That's what I was thinking too.
Felony versus misdemeanors, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody else just came in, Mad Beat Chemist just came in. I don't know if he wants in on the game.
Can we get six phone calls going at once?
I'm sure we could. Okay, my number two pick.
Your number.
All right, Eric doesn't want to play.
Eric doesn't want to play.
And he said he's taking his ball home too.
Oh, damn it! How are we gonna play now? Okay, my pick, the second pick in the celebrity criminal draft.
You're the third pick.
My fourth pick in the celebrity criminal draft. Maybe this is a little crazy. This honestly, for a number two pick, I should really be picking a stud, even though it's number seven.
A stud like Kevin Sorbo is Hercules.
Right. Obviously, so handsome. I'm gonna go. Even though he is currently incarcerated, I'm gonna go with Dr. K, Dwight Gooden.
Okay.
Wow. Good pick.
Not necessarily, because he's incarcerated. I don't even know what his term is right
he's
now.
In jail for a year, and the game lasts 6 months.
Oh. That was a really good pick.
I'm just going to give it back to you, I think.
My pick is Flavor Flav.
This is said. So along the lines of when the first fantasy football draft ever, I drafted Barry Sanders first, and because I didn't pre-rank my players, and he had just retired.
Okay, so I get a mulligan, if you will. I'm putting Flavor Flav as my pick.
Nice.
Probably better than Dr. K. Well, with Flavor Flav now.
Honestly, I'm noticing a trend with you.
Well, that it's only rappers that I pick.
I'm Dr. K. Oh, I wish we had Get Mesmerized. Right,
I definitely do. Did you send that to me?
I don't think I ever even recorded it. I have it on vinyl, and I was gonna rip it, if you will, to MP3.
Maybe not. Maybe not. No. You know what? I have Let's Go Mets Go. Forget it.
Who's next? Somebody in the chat room, I think.
We need to know somebody else in the chat room's playing.
Eric isn't playing.
Eric's not playing.
I'm sure Chaz the Dazzler will get in there.
I don't know.
I think Chaz wants to play, in which case he would be next.
No, Deja
think,
would be next if she.
But I don't think Deja's around.
I don't even
around,
think Deja's
so.
Here. I think she just goes. She's in. The
I think
chat
she
room.
Actually has like an away message next to her. So.
Of something getting punched in the face. I don't even understand. Now, since we're waiting, I'm just going to keep filling. And you know what? If you're
I'm trying.
Wow!
What is it?
Wow! I just got. Well, get out of here! Don't look at my screen.
Oh.
That's my instant message, you creep.
Oh.
Somebody just tipped you off to
I'm
a good pick.
I'm
didn't
getting
they?
Tips for good picks left and right.
I got news for you.
I think Vito saw it.
You're cheating, and Vito's got the next pick before you, so he can cheat too.
But
I can do like the Saints.
But do what you got to do. Saints.
No.
Mad Beat.
That was a really great pick.
Does Mad Beat want in?
I just want to say, for the record, Eric, you're my best friend ever right now because you just hooked me up. Even if it wants,
I almost
want to
play now.
Dude, why can't you play? You're not judging it.
I got my.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
100K. Who's your pick in the celebrity crime draft? Wow, this was honestly was a great idea. I wish you had it yesterday, and this was more organized.
Yeah, it would have been a good idea.
It's fine the way it is.
I wish I had time to do my research. Is what I'm trying to say.
Research? You can't really research these types of things.
Well, you know, he's been known to smoke pot in public.
You know who I'm gonna pick?
Who are you going for?
Michelle Rodriguez. I think she's gonna do it again.
Dude, we're gonna. This is really great. I got my
second pick, and no one's picking.
By the way, her name
Mishrod, if you will.
I just wanted to point out, as you said that, my new thing. I don't want there to be first name mixes anymore. I want it to be the beginning of a last name and the end of a first name. So instead of Mishrod, it would be Rodell. Rodshell, I guess, would be the name. I'm really into that sort of stuff. You have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm insane.
I'm laughing that.
You got another one there.
Oh, my God. Eric, you got to be careful with these.
I'm laughing that Chaz is picking.
Wait, who's he picking?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that that person actually qualifies as a celebrity. Chaz the Tesla in the chat
room. Yes, it does have to be a celebrity.
Is picking someone who lives by us. you know what? I'm not even gonna.
Yeah,
I'm not even gonna mention the person's name because if they ever listen, I'll feel bad.
By the way, Mad B Cam has picked Rush Limbaugh with his pick.
Not totally unheard of. Not totally unheard of. Throw it on the list. I got no problem there.
Who's? Are we still waiting for Chaz? And then I go again, or?
You don't like this? You don't like reality
Vanessa
stars?
Repeating
up
to my rules.
Reality stars up to the Pope. What? You're laughing as if there's some sort of legitimacy lacking here. That's not the case. By the way, you're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Check us out at tpsradio.net. Join the chat room. It's a good time. Call us up on the hotline, 718-360-1413 for today and today only. Or get us via instant messenger at Best in Show Chris or Best in Show 100K.
Okay, Chaz, we're about to go jump up back to Vito.
No, dude, it's, you know what? It's going to be the time's up rule. Vito, while we wait for the Dazzler, mm-hmm. Your next pick.
I don't know that he'll get in trouble, but with his past, I will go with Russell Crowe.
Good pick.
I'm going to go on the record as saying worst pick ever. Worst pick since Rush Limbaugh. The pick right before it.
I'm going to go on record as saying I don't think I left enough room.
That's fine.
Okay, so Vito is going to go with Batman himself, Russell Crowe. Oh. I don't know why he's Batman.
Why wouldn't he be?
That means, dude, Vanessa's next.
I want you guys to know the emotional struggle I'm going through. The first pick that Eric recommended to me, so good.
Yeah, I actually saw it, and I just, like, all
right. So good. I honestly probably would have picked it at some point or another.
I think we need to get on... You know what? Here, let's do this.
Everyone's going to Smoking Gun right now.
What when you say
I'm
let's
actually
going
to tell people in the chat room that it's their time, so we don't have to wait for the delay.
Oh, nice. Okay, here's a story. So the pick that was suggested to me by Eric that I want to go with as my number 43 pick that I was recommended.
Wait, you got
to... Ooh, nice!
Wait, announce it. I can't
Yeah,
see
no,
it.
of course.
Vanessa has gone with Bobby Brown. That's her
R&B
pick.
Singing sensation, Bobby Brown. It's his prerogative. He's going to do what he wants to do. Now, here's my dilemma. The pick that was suggested to me by Eric, great pick, probably someone that I would have picked eventually down the road... If only for the fact that TPS radio sensation, just like R&B sensation, Craig Coleman on Craig Coleman's show last night referred to the fact that I look just like this gentleman, which, by the way, if you didn't get to hear 100K last night, he was actually on the Craig Coleman show, the show in quotes, last night. We actually have it up on our website on the download page, so feel free to go download a nice little 12-minute interview with 100K promoting today's show. Good stuff. But during this interview... Craig Coleman referred to the fact that 100K looks like Moby, and that
Moby's not getting arrested.
And that he's going to get arrested by the vegan police. Actually, no, he follows all the vegan laws. He wouldn't even get arrested. No, he actually is the vegan police, I would think. And he pointed out that I look like a fatter version of Tom Sizemore. Tom Sizemore, fantastic pick, but I feel as though it's almost a...
You're a jerk.
What?
I already wrote his name, and now I have to cross it out.
Yeah, I feel so. It's almost me cheating to take the Tom Sizemore pick. So I'm going to decline, and someone else is probably going to take him next. And I'm going to go...
Why is it cheating?
With the shocker. Because
that's what Eric told you?
Eric tipped me off to him. Okay. And I really love the Tom Sizemore pick, and I might pick him later. I don't know. I'm going to go with a shocker.
Jeremy Shockey?
All right.
A shocker.
Tommy Lee.
That's actually not that much of a shocker. Just someone that I think is somewhat of a shocker. hip hop sensation.
Not a shocker. Oh, sorry.
50 Cent. If that's not a shocker, I don't know what is. Because if the biggest rapper in the world gets arrested.
Yeah, in that respect, yeah, but.
The most that's going to happen is like one of his bouncers is going to. I mean, one of his bodyguards are going to get gun charges. This is, we're talking about him, not his people. Actually, is association going to be a category in this?
If he gets charged by
something. No. By association, I'm saying, like, not him being charged, by association. Like, if one of his bouncers kills somebody.
Dude, that's going to happen today.
I think it's like Puffy.
Somebody 50 Cent knows is going to kill someone within the next week. We all know that.
I think you're up next, 100K.
Okay, I'm up next. So far, to recap, Vito has Pete Daugherty and Russell Crowe. Vanessa has Charlie Sheen and Bobby Brown. David Duke over here has Flavor Flav and 50 Cent. And I have, my first pick was, Michelle Rodriguez, Mish Rod, if you will. Oh, wait, what is her name?
Rodshell,
okay.
That's my new, I'm really into, I was thinking that this morning in the shower. You take the beginning of a last name and the end of a first name, that's the new thing.
Okay.
Like, I'm trying to think of someone good that has a good name like that. Like, Wilmer Valderrama would be Valderrama. Get it?
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Honestly...
Two picks is good enough for you.
I hate to throw bad luck in the guy's direction because he's been doing so well. But I'm gonna just go with history on this one. And let me say that I hope I'm wrong and it won't be Daryl Strawberry. But we'll see what happens.
No, not anymore, man.
I hope. Not.
I love that two picks in our thing in 2006 are Dwight Gooden. Well, were Dwight Gooden and Daryl Strawberry.
Honestly, I chose Daryl because I looked at Dwight Gooden on the list that you had chosen, and I have nobody else right now.
Kevin Mitchell, man, he's your next guy.
I can't choose him because I know Danny Heap's going to steal a car this week.
He's good, but he's going to steal Tim Tuffle's car, and he's not going to press charges. So
who's up next now?
Actually, Keith Hernandez is going to go drag Kelly Calabrese out of the dugout and say, go to the kitchen.
Who's next now?
Okay, sorry. Next is Mad Beat Chemist is up next.
Who was his first pick? Because you didn't mention his first pick.
By the way, I'm getting called out in the chat room from grandstanding and filibustering as I was trying to think of who my pick was going to be.
You're a senator.
I forgot that I'm supposed to be letting people know in the chat room because of the delay that they're next. So Mad Beat is up now. While we're waiting for him, you're listening to Best in Show on tpsradio.net. I don't have the rest in my head like a computer.
Bestinshowradio.com?
Bestinshowradio.com. tpsradio.net.
Okay.
Best in Show, nice. Chris. Best in Show 100K.
Very nice.
Isn't he in jail, though? Isn't he in, like, Vietnamese jail? I'm sorry, the pick for Mad Beat Chemist in the room is Gary Glitter. Isn't he currently in Vietnamese jail for having sex with...
No, I don't think for very long.
Well, I would think that that's like Midnight Express. Like, as soon as you go in, you don't ever come out.
He may be in for a short time. They're going to beat the hell out of him every day, but...
I don't even know that he ever gets out. I don't know that he's out, but okay.
Yeah, I think he was sentenced to a short stint.
Who are Mad Beat Chemist's two picks, then? Because that would be a second pick.
Who's anyway, do any of us really know how the Vietnamese parole... situation works. Oh, sorry. Rush Limbaugh and Gary Glitter.
Okay. And who does Chaz have so far?
Chaz, I forgot to tell you. He put his pick in earlier. Kevin Federline was his first pick.
Okay.
Because we were kind of dangling, waiting for him.
Nice.
And then he has O.J. Simpson as his second pick, which honestly, I thought of it.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all.
Okay.
See, so you got to attack diseases. You have to attack the disease of drug abuse. You have to attack the disease of, like, Gary Glitter loves the disease of being a child molester. Okay. You have to attack anger, rage, like O.J.
Which probably leads into my pick, which I think I'm next.
You are next, Vito.
Going along the lines of what you just said, Danny Bonaducci.
Interesting. You hate Danny Partridge. Nice.
Not a bad pick. We're only getting three picks, right?
Yeah. That was my final pick.
Wow. I'd love to do four, but I can't. I don't know if...
I got a hard time coming up with my last one, but I gotta do it. But yeah, let Vanessa know she's next up in the chat room.
I'm really waiting for somebody to steal someone else's pick and then, like, they just flip out. Like, I haven't seen it happen. That was my next pick!
Wow, Vanessa coming up with her third pick. Courtney Love. a drug charge waiting to happen constantly. Courtney Love, not bad. Am I number three?
Yeah.
You are number three, Christopher.
Even though it's like number nine at this point of 46. My number three pick, I'm going off the board, going a little crazy. I'm going to grandstand again. As I like to call him, Crom, because I mix the names up backwards, Tom Cruise. No, I'm not screwing around. Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Crom. That's good.
As I like to call him, Crom.
Is it Crom who he prays to?
Yes, it is.
Him and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Who's next? I think...
I don't know. I think I was actually next, but you know what? I don't know that I have anybody up right now, so I'll let somebody pass me. Or is that
it's against the rule.
Is that the whole point of why you have to go when you have a time limit? Okay. Give me a second to think. Talk about something. Talk.
I'm actually just talking French in the chat room and doing a very poor job of it.
Oh, you know what? I don't mean to...
Wow, I can't believe it. Maybe Kevin's in the chat room so pissed off that Tom Cruise, I took his pick of Tom
Cruise. Hey,
there
we go. That's great. I called it. Someone was getting mad. Oh, by the way, I don't mean to bring up fast food again, but the three international sandwiches at Burger King that we were talking about yesterday...
Ronald McDonald is my next pick.
Nice.
Who's...
No, I'm just seeing some things in the chat room. So talk about your sandwiches. People talking about Bobby Flay and Crom.
The American, which we mentioned. There was an Italian, which was the chicken parmesan sandwich. And, oh, I did say French one. Never mind.
Vito just recapped a conversation from my kitchen table for any of you that are interested of the old international chicken sandwiches from Burger King.
I'm going to jump off Vanessa's pick, and I'm going to say if they don't grab Bobby, they'll grab Whitney.
You know, she really has a beautiful voice. I can't imagine that she's going to get arrested.
Do you realize that when you said, I'm going to jump off Vanessa's pick, I thought you were going to say Kurt Cobain?
You know what? Him and Tupac are going to get busted at some point.
For buying dope from Biggie.
Oh, wait, I have a joke. Why did Eazy-E come back from heaven?
I don't know. Why?
He forgot Tupac. Okay, I'm telling Mad BD has his fun.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to remember my high school French in the chat room.
Wait, I don't remember who my second pick was. Oh, Daryl Strawberry. My picks suck.
Dude, I picked Tom Cruise. I picked Tom Cruise and a guy who's in jail for a year. You're going to complain?
No, you have Flavor Flav instead of Dwight.
That's right. I did get my Flavor Flav. Dude, I swear to God, I'm going to start... Maybe I should start harassing Flavor Flav and like make him to go totally insane. Could we do that? Could we tamper with our celebrities?
You know what? There's nothing in the rule book against it.
Eric, you hooked me up with your choice with some of those things there about Tom Sizemore. Nick Nolte was actually the other suggestion that he gave me.
Good one.
I was thinking about that, but I figured...
But Eric, if you really want to help a brother out... Go to Flavor Flav's house and start like doing bad things to him.
Oh, wait a second. What was Vanessa's... Oh, Courtney. Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
We're waiting for
Mad Beat now. He's passed.
He just passed.
Okay, so he's got two picks then in the game, and that means...
Chaz McDazzler is up.
Chaz is up. And then that's it, right?
I don't know. You're
Are we going to do a fourth pick each? Or...
No. Did you get your third?
Yeah, my
nice.
Third was...
Nice, Mad Beat Kemet just came out with Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
Even though he just passed. He said pass first.
No, so he was passing to Kobe Bryant.
Just like in the WWF in the late 80s when Andre the Giant tried to give his title, when he relinquished his title and tried to give it to Ted DiBiase, the title was declared vacant. So I don't know if Mad Beat's choice is actually valid because he said he passed. Then he tried to claim it.
There are no rules in this game.
Yeah, no, I don't. Right? I don't just being. I'm
okay,
just making
so that's
an
it.
Absurd reference.
Did so Chaz, that's the game.
Did Chaz make his?
Chaz chose pick. Bobby Flay. Bobby Flay. Isn't he a chef?
Boy Meets Grill.
Does he? Is he a troublemaker? Is he an ass kicker?
He's kind of a jerk, but I don't think he's a.
Then why didn't he take Emerald if jerk was the qualification?
No, he's even a bigger jerk than Emerald. I think.
Really? Bobby Flay likes to kick the tires and start the fires. Apparently,
remember my old favorite TV show, Hell's Kitchen. Bobby Flay reminds me a little bit of that guy from Hell's Kitchen, whose name I don't remember.
Did you ever watch that show, Top Chef?
No.
I wish I could get my third pick back.
Well, who do you want
I
to
want
put
the piano set? Man.
Holy crap, that would have been a good one, because he's definitely getting drinking and driving charges. So the whole thing started, we were talking about this.
Down there.
Sorry, looking for my notebook. But, sorry, I got a little confused there. Yeah, apparently we were talking about all these celebrities and their issues that they have and the jail time and stuff. Our buddy Chaz looks like he's going to be heading out. Take care, buddy. Thanks for stopping by here. Come back next week. We love you.
Jesus loves you, too.
Yeah, so Michelle Rodriguez apparently this week opted, you know, you're taking her criminal... Who took Michelle Rodriguez?
Me.
You took Michelle Rod, right? I'm sorry, Rochelle.
God.
Should she just be Rochelle?
Yeah. Just call her Rocky for short.
Actually, I'm just going to call her Rock. I'm actually going to call her for short. So Michelle Rodriguez this week apparently has decided she doesn't want to go on. She doesn't want probation. Just send me to jail. For her, she, what was it? Like?
She was either going to have 240 hours of community service.
Right.
Or 120 hours of prison, which is 5 days in Hawaii Pen, whatever the Hawaiian prison she's going to go to is. Is it like on a beach? Like the tiki pods, a luau?
They get to surf at jail. Yeah, the whole concept...
No, I think they don't get to surf. That's why it's jail.
Torture. But, yeah, so... Is it cool? And it's crazy because, I mean, like we said, we just had this whole celebrity crime draft, if you will, and Dwight Gooden's name came up. The reason Dwight Gooden's in jail, because he didn't want probation, same thing. Opting to go for the, I guess...
Tougher, shorter...
Right, tougher in more severe in punishment, but shorter in time crime.
Can you really
sentencing.
Can you really teach yourself a lesson? In that respect, I mean, like, wouldn't the easy answer just be to do the community service? But they're doing this, I'm assuming, to give them to teach themselves a lesson to, like, stop doing what they're doing.
I think they both...
I don't think they're doing it. Yeah, go ahead.
I think they're both doing it because they just want it to be over fast so they can get back to committing more crimes sooner.
Yeah, I think... Dwight Gooden basically said that he's not going to stay clean, so he doesn't want to... Because if he goes on 5 years probation and gets arrested in the next 5 years, he... They can send him to jail for like 6 years or something.
Okay, so screw that. So
you know,
he'd
rather do the year now. Michelle start with a clean slate.
Michelle Rodriguez, though, it's a difference of like community service for a couple of weeks or jail for a week. Is it jail or prison? I always get too confused.
Just jail.
I don't know.
Jail.
I think prison is when, yeah, you're sentenced to like a long
time.
Well, yeah.
She'd be in the like the Rikers equivalent of Hawaii, like the Hawaiian tombs, if you will. Because if you got sentenced to 5 days in New York, you'd go to Rikers or the Metropolitan one in Manhattan.
Do you know anybody that's done community service?
Yes.
Community service, for the most part, you're usually like picking up like garbage on the side
Dude,
of the road.
There's no comparison between the two things. I mean, there's no comparison. Like, yeah, all right, community service is annoying.
Precisely.
You know? But it's not jail, you know?
Exactly. You, for a couple hours a day, you report someplace... And you go to work for free. And the work that you do is generally some crappy work that no one wants. So you're going to pick up garbage from the side of the road, most likely.
Inconvenience, I guess.
Yeah. Like, to have a crappy job for 2 weeks, or go to jail for a week, or prison, or the clink, or whatever it is you want to call it, it just seems nutty that you go there.
Michelle Rodriguez obviously is confident in her ability to handle any problems that are going to develop with other inmates. Like, you know.
Rochelle.
Wasn't she in that boxing movie?
Yeah. Oh, Boxer Girl. Yeah, she knows how to punch.
I think it's called Girl Fight, though.
It's called Boxer Girl in my mind.
Isn't it called Fight Girl?
Oh, man.
So she's, you know. Plus, you know what? I don't know if maybe it had anything to do with the fact. Like, her lawyer's reason was not true. Her lawyer said that it's hard enough for her to go out to even eat without photographers hounding her. So imagine her picking up garbage on the side of the road.
Do you know what her lawyer's last name is?
What?
Malloy. It's weird, right?
Is it really?
No.
Great. So that's why she'd rather go to. That's why she'd rather go to jail for 5 days.
And that's what's happening.
So Michelle Rodriguez, I like to call her Gezmi. Is what I call her now. I think you're nuts. I think Dwight Gooden, I think you're not so crazy. But, I mean, going to to jail for a year is a pretty big choice. You totally screwed up my draft, too, on top of that.
It's true. Yeah. You do. There was no originality in all picks, by the way. Huh. Well, Vito had originality.
Dude, Tom Cruise?
Oh, okay, you're right. I forgot you took half a Tomcat.
I call them...
Crom.
Blur. That's what I call them now.
I don't know how to respond to that. I'm sorry.
As long as we're talking about celebrity weirdness, this week, Amy Fisher came out, the Long Island Lolita, and she let the world know that when she shot Mary Jo Badofuco in the head, she was tripping on X. E, if you will. She's on E. Ecstasy. Grinding her teeth, shooting and dancing.
I thought you're supposed to love everybody when you're on ecstasy.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I just thought that was... And I mean, it's not really a great story. Nothing remarkable about it other than the fact that it gives me the excuse to bring up the fact that I always had a crush on Amy Fisher.
You know, they showed... She was in on an interview and they said that she got a new face, a new name, and a new home or something like that. She looks the same. I don't know what kind of surgery she got, but she looks the same.
She now goes by the name Michelle Rodriguez.
Well, she got married to some guy named Lou, it said, but like...
And that's the thing that really creeped me out about this whole thing. I understand, I'm a married man, I'm a happily married man, my life is fantastic, I love everything, but when I see pictures...
You on ecstasy.
When I see pictures in the post of Amy Fisher today with her husband, boyfriend, whatever you want to call him, I just think, like, I'd be so much better for her than him. He's like a creepy old Italian dude, gray hair. It kind of looks a little bit like Joey Badofuco, a little bit. But I just love you.
What year did that happen?
Long Island Lolita, I love you.
Yo, guys, seriously? Seriously? Nobody listen. Nobody listen right now.
Oh, hold on. You want me to turn off the microphones for a second?
Yeah. Turn them off.
Right, we're off the air now.
All right, seriously? There were three girls. There's three of us. And there were three girls that played Amy Fisher in the movies. We could each get one of them.
Can I get the Amy Fisher one?
Well, here's the thing. It was either Drew Barrymore, Alyssa Milano. Do you know who the third one was?
Jamie Presley?
No, it was back. It was when Alyssa Milano and Drew Barrymore would have been doing that.
Oh, the third one was...
Dibs on the cute one.
Nancy McKeon?
You know what? I don't want either one of them, too. So you guys could choose between those two.
Can I have the real Amy Fisher instead, though? That's really the only one I want.
Does that mean I get to get both of them? If he just wants to really...
By the way, what are they listening to on the station right now? Will we shut off like this?
I think there's a commercial.
Oh.
All right, let's go back on. Come on.
Hey, guys. This is Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Check out our website. Sorry, we had a little technical difficulty there for a minute. I don't know what happened. If you want, you can call us up and complain about 718-360-1413. Or you can get us in the chat room at tpsradio.net and all that stuff. By the way, people are putting pictures in the chat room. I got to see it. Amy Fisher. Holy crap, dude. If that's really Amy Fisher that he just sent me, gorgeous.
Yeah, that's the way she looks. But she looks the same to me. But she doesn't look any
different. Honestly, I don't even care. I'll take her before Alyssa Milano. I love Amy Fisher.
Oh, by the way.
I love Alyssa Milano.
Do you know about, speaking of girls that got in trouble... Have you seen Tanya Harding lately?
No.
She weighs like 300 pounds.
Hot.
It is hot.
I don't have anything about Tanya Harding. I don't know anything about her.
You weren't prepared.
She likes pipes. She likes to hit people with pipes.
She likes
to box, too.
She doesn't want to make a spectacle of her career.
Oh, yeah, and you know what? She's supposed to be like teaching how to ice skate. I think now, like, 300 pounds.
First, you pick up the pipe.
I was just thinking,
find
like...
the best girl on the ice.
All right, so if do you want Drew Barrymore or are you taking the other one?
I'd take Alyssa Milano in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I'm going to take...
Drew Barrymore's got this weird thing when she talks, she kind of talks out of the side of her mouth.
When she was
like Tomcat?
When she was on Saturday Night Live, she was really funny.
Oh, yeah, no, she was really good, yeah.
Or like Alicia Sia Silverstone.
Here's the thing.
They both have the same thing. Yes.
Alyssa Milano, more attractive. Mm-hmm. Drew Barrymore, probably cooler. If it was like, if you're going to just be with them one night or whether you're going to date
them. Are we going to do marry, F, kill?
Right No. I'm just, the thing is, if you're going to date them long term, I want Drew Barrymore.
Marry, F, kill.
Both of them.
Drew Barrymore, Drew Barrymore, Alyssa Milano, Amy Fisher. Go.
I'm marrying Amy Fisher. I'm effing Amy Fisher, and I'm killing the other two. don't know.
I'm effing Jonathan from Who's the Boss.
Honestly, so good. Anyway, other news that happened this week. I don't know if you guys heard. Like, it was so hack and, like, trying to be like, hey, guys, what's in the news?
I don't know what.
But former New York Yankee, former L.A. Dodger.
And guitarist from Yes.
And guitarist from Yes, Steve Howe, passed away this week. As long as we're talking about celebrities in trouble as well.
Honestly, the worst thing is he was my next pick.
Yeah, Steve Howe had a history of, like, cocaine and drinking and driving and all sorts of problems.
How did he die?
He overturned his truck in a one-car accident. A one-car accident means... explode.
Who would think that if Steve Howe was going to die young, it was going to be in like an auto accident?
I know, it's so odd. You would have thought there would have at least been like some sort of fire and guns involved with the whole thing, and cocaine actually. You were saying?
I was saying he's probably driving really fast and just overturned.
Yeah, but
the car.
I mean, unless he was drunk or something. Not to slander the poor guy, but
dude,
who knows?
Come on, a little respect.
Drew Barrymore.
I'll just apologize next week. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's like that's the apology. It's like a get out of jail free card.
It's awesome. Yeah, the thing is, the dude, like, he had a history of just like he couldn't stop drinking, he couldn't stop doing coke. And does that really make him any different than any of us? And by any of us, I mean different than me. Just wanted to point out. So Steve Howe, God save the Queen.
I can't find who the third person was. You know what? Maybe there wasn't a third Amy Fisher movie.
I think Amy Fisher was the best one of them all.
I remember all three networks had one. And two of them ad against each other, I could swear. The Alyssa Milano and the Drew Barrymore one ad against each other, and there was a third one. I can't find it, though. Maybe I'm wrong. Unless it didn't have her name in the title. Maybe it was called, like...
Long Island Lolita.
Exactly. Unless I'm thinking of Lolita.
Oh, my God. Who's in that...
Dominique Swain.
Yeah, she wasn't even attractive.
Oh my God, you're crazy.
You're crazy, dude.
She really... Dude, like, you guys... It's not that good.
No, not in that. She was like 10, but like now...
Yeah, where is she now?
Precisely. She's in Ugly Town. She has a nice ranch in Ugly Town because she's a gross, hideous beast.
Wow.
Who else... What else did she do other than that movie?
Some movie called Girl and Intern.
She's hideous.
I'm sorry.
Intern? What's Intern?
I've seen Intern like three times. She plays an intern at a fashion magazine.
Noelle Parker, by the way, according to Vanessa in the chat room.
Is the third one?
Is the third actress. Noelle Parker, if anyone can get us
a chance. I'll roll the dice and take her. I'll go for it.
I love rolling the dice.
I'll do it. I'll try it. All right. So did you guys decide yet who you're dating?
You're forcing me into this. I'll take Drew Barrymore. He wanted Alyssa Milano. You can have Noelle. You could have Noelle. Wow, I was just going to start calling out the names of people I work with. Today, my head's just not working today. I'm just randomly calling out things that I shouldn't be.
You got a picture of her?
I'm trying to see.
Amy Fisher, my story, a.k.a. Lethal Lolita.
Lethal. I'm.
You don't even have a license, Lisa.
There was some German website had a picture of Noelle Parker, and it's not coming up now. It's in German.
I love Noelle Parker in Party Girl. Actually, I liked her even more in Blade Trinity.
Is that a picture?
Which I just watched a couple weeks ago. Long Island Lolitas.
Noelle Parker Lewis can't lose.
Oh, wow. No. Actually, Medby Chemist sent me what looks like a child porn site that I'm clicking on like an idiot.
Yeah,
my work computer, no less. Thanks.
Okay,
thanks.
I got a picture of Noelle Parker. I don't know how to right click on here.
Is she more attractive?
I don't think so. But you know what?
You rolled the dice, bro.
I rolled the dice.
Snake eyes, my friend. Snake eyes.
I rolled the dice. Imagine how she feels when she sees me.
Yeah, I know, because look around the room. She missed out on the other prizes that were here. As Vito shrugs his shoulders, goes, "Yeah, I'm not that bad looking.
Oh no, I'm ugly.
Come on, guys, I'm pretty good looking.
I wish you had said
that. I work out. I work out.
I'm gonna start working out.
Seriously, though,
for my big date with Noelle Parker,
it's gonna be awesome for you guys. You sent that picture. I'm not even gonna click on it. I'll look at it later.
Who cares? It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. Maybe Kim has responded and re-said Long Island Lolitas with a not safe for work tag. So it's okay now. So we did all our fantasy draft and discussion and stuff. Couple things I wanted to touch on as far as that's concerned. As I flip through my pages and scramble and try and remember what it was I wanted to say about it. Oh, the NFL Network, I don't know if you guys saw it in the chat room, not the chat room, on our message board, which, by the way, our message board has been totally underused. You guys should really be posting crap on there and join it. Check it out at bestinshowradio.com. Go to the contact page, click on message board. It's fun. But this week, Vito, I don't know if you're familiar with Vito. He's sitting in the room with us. But he posted up there this week that the NFL Network is now planning to replay NFL games on the Tuesday night, 3 days after the game.
Are they going to play all games or just...
No, like one choice game of the week.
The marquee game, like the game of the week or something like that?
I suppose. Is there a worse idea for any television station ever?
Not a more pointless idea.
Dude, it's a live sporting event. Anytime that, like, I can't be around when a game is on, my wife suggests, hey, why don't you just videotape it? Why don't you just TiVo it? It's like, shut up. How are you going to watch a taped video event?
I do that when the Mets play in the day, but once I find out the result, if I can't avoid it, then I'm not watching it.
Of course not.
That, you know? Like,
of course not. It's stupid.
But like, even if I'm curious how they scored the runs or something, I'll just look online or something, you know? As a matter of fact, even when, like last night, I didn't start watching the game. Started at 7 o'clock. I didn't start watching until like 8:30. Even at that point, I just started fast-forwarding through it because I was just like, I know this is taped. I just want to see it be live. And then once it got live, I got pissed when I had to go fast-forward through the commercials and they were live. Cause
dude, in all honesty, TiVo has totally created that disease in me that I'm so used to fast-forwarding through commercials. I get pissed off when I'm watching live TV all the time.
Do you ever tape a sporting event and like watch it later?
No, but that's my whole point. Like it's
no, man. Like,
it seems absurd to even try it. Seems absurd to try. The only time that I did anything close to that, I didn't tape it. It was last year at the beginning of the NFL season, the Miami Dolphins.
Was it the Hurricane game?
Yeah, the Miami Dolphins, who, if you guys didn't know, were my favorite team. The Miami Football Dolphins.
Were? You said were.
They were last year. This year?
This year you're a Hawks fan?
My new favorite team? Miami Dolphins. I don't know if you guys heard.
I don't know if that was a hard choice for you.
It was, because I was thinking, like, it's either going to be the Dolphins or the Dolphins. It's actually not even true. I actually like the Jacksonville Jaguars, because I want to be a big Florida fan. I'm so into the Miami Heat, too.
So you recorded the game and
sorry.
You were...
No, I didn't record the game. The NFL Network recorded the game, because I pay...
Oh, that's right.
Through TiVo, I pay, like, $300 a year to get the NFL Sunday ticket, basically so I could watch the Miami Dolphins every week, and I want to watch them, you know, and enjoy it. Last year, because there was some sort of hurricane issue, the game happened on the Friday night. Like, it was like the second or third week of the season. It happened on a Friday night before, and it didn't play. Great. I love it. I love in the chat room, you missed the game.
Oh, that's what you were laughing at?
Yes.
You know what I was just thinking?
Were you talking to her? I'm sorry. I didn't know. I don't know if you're talking to people in the chat room about the
when she logged in. I was telling her you missed the game that we were playing.
Sorry, in the chat room, 100K wrote.
But you know what? From now on, I'm going to talk to you in the chat room. I'm not even going to look at you.
Okay, 100K in the chat room just wrote you missed the game, referring to the celebrity criminal draft that we just did earlier. I thought he was mocking me because I missed the Dolphin game live last year that I'm talking about.
You know what I was just thinking before you go any further with that?
I don't even know if I need to go any further. It was just bad.
How hard it must have been for Florida football fans.
That their houses got swept away by a hurricane? Yeah, it must have sucked.
That and, like, don't high school teams play on Fridays?
I would think...
Friday nights. Is that big in Florida? Because I know
in Texas, they would have told the
Texans and the Cowboys, you can't play. The real game's happening tonight.
But here's the thing. It's a hurricane. It's not. I don't think any other game was going to happen. Like, if at any point, I think that people were busy evacuating their homes at that point.
Yeah,
those kids got to play those games, though. They don't know if they're going to go to college if they don't play.
Good point. It's a very good point. But sorry, I got to pay attention. The fact of the matter is, so because this event was taped and like 3 days later they showed it, and I already knew who was going to win. I didn't watch my beloved Dolphins play the game, although I did fast forward through it because my TiVo is so good. Fast forward through it to see the touchdown, the one touchdown pass that happened in the game. But they got crushed by the
Tampa. Wait, did they try to play it? They taped it on Friday, and then they showed it on Sunday. Did they try to show it like it was a new game? Like a
They
like
showed live? It on Sunday during the same time when it was scheduled to be played at the 1 o'clock with all the other games.
Oh, my God. It's and all they played it. It was, dark. It
was,
how's
it,
this?
It was the stupidest thing in the entire world.
So everybody that lives in a cave was able to watch it live.
Yeah, and that's the whole point. And that, to me, is what replaying an NFL game is like. Or replaying it on TV. Like, who cares?
Yeah, a classic game, there's always
different. That's different.
That's what I'm saying. There's always like, oh wow, remember that? You know, like I'll watch the Sportsnet New York, the Mets new station has been showing a lot of the 86 games. I'll watch those. I don't want to watch the game from last night. It was a great game. They won. It was good. They won 1-0. That's the kind of game you'd like to see.
What's that? 16-7 now?
16-7. Seven games in front of the Braves and the Phillies in the NL East.
Interesting.
And they won their first series at Turner Field in like 10 years or something.
By the way, for the record, on Friday, I felt like the jinx of the year. Got out of one job. I worked really late Friday night. Got out of a job. Got in the car. Turned the radio on to hear Martinez give up a two-run home run to Chipper Jones. I was just like, wow, am I the jinx or what? Like the second I put it on, that's what I hear. So I shut the radio right off immediately afterwards.
Good.
And heard that they won. And they went 15-7.
Do me a favor.
Don't ever listen
Don't
again.
Don't listen anymore.
You want me to listen in the playoffs after the games are over? I'll tape them and listen to them after the fact.
I don't know. Are they gonna try like reverse a call or something if you start?
By the way, if we didn't make it clear enough, I understand that we just randomly said 16-7. If you don't pay close attention, If you don't pay close attention to standings, we're talking about the New York Metropolitans from the National League squadron of sportsball. Also, on our message board, if you guys didn't check this week, Vito, as we're talking about sports ball, as I like to call him, Vito, posted about Ultimate Baseball Online. Role-playing meets baseball. LARP Sport 2006. Love it.
So difficult.
Love it.
I spent Thursday trying to field as a first baseman, just trying to practice.
Fielding.
Practice.
I love practice.
Just trying to
didn't some friend of ours, some friends of ours, when they used to have a band, would sometimes practice before, and some of the practice might have involved drugs, and they used to call it band practice.
Wasn't Dylan McDermott on the practice?
That's my favorite.
No, you guys are wrong. The practice is one of the three Triple Crown races. It's the Kentucky Derby.
The Bromont Stokes.
No. Bromont Stokes was taken fifth yesterday in the NFL draft.
Took him third in the criminal draft. Oh,
well, same thing.
Oh, man, I missed a good pick. Damn it.
I love that you're dreading your criminal draft 10, 20 minutes later.
Ultimate Baseball Online. I haven't played it yet. Do you like pick your position?
You are a dude. You pick your position.
Yeah.
I don't mean like personally. I'm saying on the game. You pick a dude. Mm-hmm. You could be three people. You could have three characters, if you will. Dungeons and Dragons style. Roll the three-sided die. What are you going to do?
You're talking about Ultimate Baseball Online?
Ultimate Baseball
Online. What are you doing?
But this is the thing. You make your character, and like, so mine was a pitcher, but then like, you have to practice the other positions.
If you practice, when you practice the positions, all three of them, depending on how you do in these drills.
All three, either batting, fielding, or pitching.
You have to do all three of the drills. You get points that you could distribute about your
right,
character.
But you have to practice at, do you have to practice at each, like, I got those points, but like.
Once you get the points once, you don't get them again.
I just kept practicing because, like, I don't have a first baseman, but you can't practice.
I heard that it makes perfect if you actually continue.
That's exactly
to do
why
it.
I did it. Yeah, but
it's okay. Understand the concept is you play. You're a baseball player, and you have one of three characters. You can make three characters, and you can play any position. And then you play pickup games in this online community. And these pickup games in this online community, like you could each, you're only that one player. I got to be honest, being a little bit of a geek and being a little bit of a crumb bum that I am, I didn't want to play because I knew that I stink at this point.
Me too. That's why I won't play.
And I want to ruin
someone else's game up.
Exactly. So we got to get 18.
It's like being a kid all over again.
I
just see in the chat room, move the infield in, move the outfield in when I come up to bat.
Easy out. Easy out.
Actually, Ultimate Baseball Online told me I wasn't picked for any of the games.
you just sit in the lobby constantly waiting to be getting a game.
So what do you just practice all over and over again until you're actually jacked? But can and then you'll play?
No, I think you can only practice once.
Can you use Well, no, you can practice if you're smart. You'll keep practicing.
It'll make perfect if you do.
That's but how you get to Carnegie Hall too.
Can you use what besides the WASD keys? Can you like attach a joystick to this game? Have you seen that much? Because I can't field with the WASD keys. I can't do it.
I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. Yeah. Do you know how I did the fielding drill? Start. Walked away from my computer, came back. Cool. I got 3 points. That's how I did it.
Once you're playing in a game. See, this is why you're going to be afraid to join a game. When the ball's hit to you, what are you going to do?
Run.
Away from the computer.
Exactly. Run to the other room and yell to my wife, hey, help me.
Easy triple.
Well, dude, if I'm easy out. If they got Chris in the outfield, just pull it that way, inside the park homer every time. Here's the thing, dude. If you could put a joystick on it, I actually have a joystick. I got to look into this now. Now I'm excited. I'm baseballing it up.
Hey, side note, game related. Chat room, maybe help me out. Any reason to buy PlayStation 2 right now?
Are you out of your mind?
Was it more important to wait for the 3?
No, play PlayStation 2 forever. Yeah, you know why you can buy a PlayStation 2 right now? Tell me you got a voucher for your old one.
I finally returned my old one.
Nice.
And it's $40 cheaper now.
I was going to say, you probably can get it for like $100.
Well, if I have to buy it at Best Buy, it's like $130 there, $129 or something like that.
And $40 off of that is
But 90. In November, the new one's coming out, but that's probably going to be like $600, right?
No, it'll be $399.
That's what Xbox is.
$399?
Yeah.
That's what Xbox 360 is. Okay. I thought about putting this towards that and getting one of those instead. But then you don't have that, and the only reason I get it is because I want to play you in Madden Online.
Dude, I'm still waiting to play Madden Online. I drilled holes in my wall, ran the cable. I'm ready to play online. Yo, you have your stuff set up at home? You don't have a TV, do you?
No, I have a TV. I have a PlayStation 2. I have the game. I have everything.
You don't have internet.
They won't install internet in my neighborhood. I live in Brooklyn, New York.
Crap. Brooklyn. I know. It's a small little quiet town.
Are you a Time Warner customer?
No, they won't. I actually called them in to set up Earthlink, because I guess Earthlink goes through Time Warner, and they won't come and do it because the box isn't in my house. The box is through two other houses in the back. So for me to get it, and they were like, well, you know, you got to make sure those people are home. I can't, you know, like, I live in a
That's such a weird setup.
Yeah, you know, like, I can't.
But it's in a Time Warner area, though?
Yeah. Oh,
wait,
yeah.
Wait, what box? The tap you're talking on the street?
Yeah.
That's not your responsibility, too. Dude, okay. I'm going to get a little crazy here. Excuse me, I can't breathe. You guys like that? I work in telecommunications, if you may or may not have heard. In order for a company to have access to their own equipment, they require the authorization to do that. That's got nothing to do with you. You should not have to request that. You should not have to request an LOA or a letter of authorization for someone else's, for their own property. That's up to them to get that. You could totally.
But they do. But they ask. They quite often, from what I've read on the internet, ask the customer to get that.
Could you get me access to my own equipment? Dude, I'm in telecom, and this is what we do all the time. When I'm talking to people, like, I deal with a lot of the other companies, like Con Ed. Actually, Con Ed doesn't exist as a phone company anymore. They're now called RCN, or got bought by RCN. These guys from Con Ed, when you'd get on the phone with them, and they'd be like, hey, okay, so can you get me access to that room? Guys from my company go crazy. Like, dude, are you stupid? You don't know. Like, you're asking me to let you into your own job. Like, no, you go do what you got to do. It's like, hey, do you have the keys to my house? Like, no, go get your own crap.
Yeah, because they basically want him to set it up. They don't want to have to go and say, we need to do this, you know? It's their job. First of all, it's their job to do a setup that's not, like...
I just threw my phone, my book.
Is there a telephone pole in front of your house?
Yeah, totally.
Right, then it's their job to run a line to his house, and that's it, you know? Not use the more convenient one for them, because it's already set up.
Dude, you should talk to somebody that works for Time Warner and really raise a ruckus.
Once I find somebody, they're totally getting
an
earful. But yeah, no, like, I've tried to get, like, internet installed in my house, and it's just...
I'm just thinking earful, and it sounds so sexy.
It's coming out the other side.
Oh.
Speaking of coming out the other side...
No, don't!
No, I'm speaking about it. Speaking of coming out the other side, you guys heard? Katie Couric is not going to be on that show anymore, and that other chick has taken her job, Meredith Vieira.
And then
guess who's replacing Meredith Vieira? Vito already knows.
That would be Barbara Walters.
No, Barbara Walters is already on the show.
That would be
Matt Hasselbeck's wife.
Not Matt Hasselbeck's wife.
Courtney Love.
But close.
Courtney Love.
Closer.
Michelle Rodriguez.
Further away. You guys don't know who's replacing Meredith Vieira on The View? Oh, sorry, I forgot. I'm in a room of guys right now. My mistake. Testosterone check. Testosterone check in the room of pink
shirts.
I was about to steal
hey. Audie Lang's joke and say, no, I was busy being heterosexual. So I guess I did. A close to Courtney
Love?
Oh, I know. Francis Bean?
Madonna friend.
Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah.
Rosie O'Donnell is taking over.
Really?
The Meredith Vieira spot on The View.
Oh, boy.
But seriously, like, didn't she do this gig already? Wasn't she the daytime talk show host and she walked away? Because she couldn't do it anymore.
Because she adopted two kids and wanted to raise them, and then she did a musical with Boy George.
Now that they're five, it's about time for her to get back to work.
They got a nanny now, I guess, so it's
because I'm sure she didn't have a nanny for them. Like,
not to mention part of her loving audience that loved her so much, no matter what she was, stopped watching her when she officially said she was gay.
Yeah, that's right.
Ew, she's gay?
You're kidding me, right?
Ew!
Oh.
Yeah, hey, man. I just found it crazy. Like, I thought she did this whole gig and she worked this whole angle already, and I can't believe that she's.
You know what's funny? The audience turned on her when she said she was gay, but Ellen DeGeneres is still on the air.
She was gay already. They knew what they were getting into
And she's won, like, more daytime Emmy Awards or something, I read, than anybody else in.
But she's also actually funny as opposed to Rosie O'Donnell. She is. I'm sorry. She's not funny on her show, but her stand-up is funny.
Stop it.
Yeah. Seriously. Have you ever seen it? I know you love making judgments about things you've never seen.
Yeah, obviously. The whole point of why we put together the retraction sounder.
Sorry.
Yeah, dude, I would think that... you know what? Get me an Elgin. Actually, I call her DeGenerlin. get me a DeGenerlin video, DVD, whatever. Get me some Ellen videos.
Like,
I'll check her out.
Like stand-up?
Yeah, I'll check her out. I guarantee she sucks. I guarantee she sucks. You know what? Because everybody who does stand-up sucks.
That's like, not true.
So many people. Okay, not everybody. A lot of people really suck. Things that people think are funny are not funny. I understand. You, the two of you guys could sit with each other, hold hands, and watch King of Queens and piss your pants.
No. I don't.
Not me.
I can't watch.
Not me, my friends. You go watch Everybody Loves Raymond. I'm out.
Everybody Loves Raymond's funny.
Oh, yeah. It's a riot. But the big guy is so tall.
But you don't like Seinfeld either, and you said,
stupid.
Right?
Stupid.
Seinfeld's not stupid. Seinfeld's
funny.
You know what? I've watched replays of Seinfeld and didn't hate it, but it certainly wasn't.
Do you like Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I watch The King of Queens and Everybody Loves Raymond sometimes. I don't think they're all that funny.
But
sometimes
you just watch
they
it because you think Leah Remini is hot.
I love when she was Mr.
Belvedere?
Mr. Twinkasetti's daughter on the Saved by the Bell resort.
We still have to get that best what do you call it? The Saved by the Bell show going for you, where you just do an hour of plot after plot of Saved by the Bell.
Our show's 2 hours.
Oh, sorry. By the way,
he's cutting you short.
I actually saw a someone on MySpace actually said some sort of thing about like your favorite Saved by the Bell plots.
That was me.
Actually,
I got it through.
I think I got it from your girlfriend.
Yeah. Okay. You're right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, odd. That's what I want to say about that. Odd.
You're listening to Best in Show.
Best in Show.
Radio.com.
Yeah.
On TPSradio.net.
Yeah, so? Whatever.
Join us in the chat room.
I'm hanging out, too. You make it such a big deal.
Also, you can instant message us. I said message just now.
See how easy
it's
it is?
It's really, really tough.
See how
right.
easy it is to say, because it's an instant messenger.
Yeah.
So you instant message.
These guys are geniuses at stand-up. Wow, you know why? We all appreciate the compliment, but we're not really, this isn't really stand-up. This is more of just a radio show. But thank you anyway.
By the way, 100K is talking about the chat room where Jenny 4 is saying that these guys are geniuses at stand-up. I think she might have been referring to something other than that. Yeah, she's talking, I don't know, whatever. Chris Rock's not a genius. He was funny when he was on the Arsenio Hall show with four mannequins next to him dancing as the Jackson 5. Brilliant.
Bring the Pain was funny.
Bring the Pain was funny. Okay, it was good. Dude, I'm not...
Eddie Izzard's Dressed to Kill is
stupid. Stupid. Watch the entire thing because you told me it was good? I hated it. I thought it sucked. Like, okay, first of all, stop with the dressing like a girl. It's stupid. Okay?
You're such a racist.
I totally am.
Who are the best...
And I hate Chris Rock, too. I'm a sexist.
Who, in your opinion, who are the best stand-ups? And don't say Lenny Bruce or whatever.
Okay, ready? Ready for this?
Sure.
Lenny Bruce, groundbreaking. Never left.
Yeah, I didn't
anything I've heard of Lenny Bruce, I thought it was okay, cool. It was important. It was necessary, but like I wouldn't like walk around the.
Was it necessary? What'd it do for my life?
It lets you talk on the internet, and you can say the A word whenever you want now.
I thought Bill Maher was the reason I could do
that's
it.
That's true. Okay, greatest comedians of all time: Richard Pryor,
definitely.
Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
Is there like a number that I have to come up to?
Just five.
Five? What the hell? I was struggling for three. You bleep. Bobcat Goldthwait.
You're just saying that. Come on.
Dude. Okay.
Do you...
okay.
Do you think Bobcat Goldthwait's funnier than George Carlin?
Chris.
No. Okay. Seriously speaking. With Yoda? I love Yoda's stand-up.
I'm dead in the market today.
Okay, seriously, I don't think Bobcat Goldthwait. It was just the first one that came to mind.
I got my list ready.
I don't.
You're just making a list.
By the way, I'm getting messages of people wanting to kill me because they love Eddie Izzard. I'm sorry. I didn't find him amusing. I didn't find him amusing. I'm sorry. What do you want me to tell you?
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Wait.
maybe that would be nice.
No, but you know what? I'm not. I was about to hit this.
Sorry.
But it's not necessary because the fact of the matter is I have a different sense of humor than you. I find what I find funny.
You also find women attractive that I think are cute.
I like
you think the women I find attractive are just hideous.
That's because I like girls. I don't particularly I have my own. You know what? Guess what? Everybody has their own opinion.
No, and I'm not
everybody
taking that
has
away.
Has their
you.
Own opinion. Bringing it back, it hurts so bad. I don't remember all the words to the Jane's Addiction song, but I'm trying.
I'm having trouble.
That's because I have no sense of humor in the chat room.
I've never seen any Richard Pryor stand up. Just for the record.
Oh my god.
So obviously, maybe he would be in my top five, but I don't.
He's the reason why everything. But you know what? But Lenny Bruce is also the same thing as like being the predecessor.
But you laugh at Richard Pryor, right?
Oh,
you
know, out of
I've never seen Richard Pryor tears. Or Red Fox, two of the guys that people swear up and down are the greatest ever. I've never seen.
I gotta be honest with you. I've only seen clips of Red Fox. I've never seen a whole stand-up.
It's funny because like Red Fox kind of led into Richard Pryor, which kind of led into Eddie Murphy. You know, like it's just weird. Not so much influence, yes, but I
a little bit.
But they're like
Satchmo. Satchmo.
I was gonna say Fat Albert myself.
Satchmo, the star of Sanford and Son.
But yeah, like Richard Pryor would say, like Red Fox probably was the first. I don't want to say accepted black comedian, but like, you know, he broke a lot of ground in that respect.
But again, it's not a matter of groundbreaking. It's a matter of who's the funniest.
But he was hysterical. Like, I mean, it's not that he wasn't funny. Right. I'm just saying that.
Well, then the groundbreaking thing, throw it out the window. Don't make a difference.
Then Jackie Robinson is my number five.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like the groundbreaking doesn't make a difference. The fact of the matter is, I understand that without Red Fox, there would have been no Richard Pryor. Oh, actually, without Red Fox, there would have been no Bill Cosby. With no Bill Cosby, there would have been no Richard Pryor. With no Richard Pryor, there would have been no Eddie Murphy. Mm-hmm. With no Eddie Murphy, there would have been a Chris Rock. Irrelevant. Does it mean that Red Fox is the funniest guy of all time? He actually might be. I don't know. I really don't know a lot of his stuff.
All right, I got five.
Okay, go.
Should I start backwards to build up anticipation?
Can you play the baseball music now?
You know what? it's actually not the baseball music. It's the pick music. Okay. I think
oh, my God. I got picks, bro.
Oh, man.
Picks.
Did I delete it from the list this week?
By the way, I'm referencing an old Channel 11 call-in game.
That's the second time you've done it on the show, too.
Second, I thought I'd do it every week. I do that and mention Queer as Folk every week.
There's your reference.
All right, 100K, what do you got?
Wow, Jen, I hate you. You just stole my thunder in my number one pick. Eddie Izzard, number five. Actually, Jerry Seinfeld.
Wrong one. I'm sorry.
No, Eddie Izzard, he's my number five.
Oh, wrong one. Here you go.
Eddie Izzard, number five.
Now it's the time for the real best in show serious comedy picks. Featuring your host, 100K.
Eddie Izzard, number 5. Jerry Seinfeld, number 4.
Stupid.
Ellen DeGeneres, number 3.
Gay.
Yeah, but she's still funny. Chris Rock, number 2.
Black.
And Louis C.K., number 1. That's the thunder she stole. Louis C.K. is the funniest person alive when he does stand-up.
Have you ever listened to Patton Oswalt?
Is that a guy from the Drew Carey show?
No, he's on King of Queens.
Wait,
actually.
Are you serious?
Patton Oswalt?
He's on King of Queens.
Oh, Oswald, the guy that plays like his brother or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, yeah.
I've never actually seen King of Queens, but I know...
Oswald is the character on the Drew Carey show.
Yeah, that's why I was like, what are you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, Louis C.K. is hysterical. You should check out his comedy.
Louis C.K.?
Wait a minute. He has a new show.
Whoa. You didn't have David Cross on that list?
Dude. David Cross, hilarious.
Hilarious. Oh, yeah, totally.
Never saw his stand-up.
Okay, dude. Shut the F up, you effing baby. Probably the funniest comedy CD of all time.
You had me watch Mr. Show, and I wasn't all that impressed.
Mr. Show's a brilliant show. I love it. But I'm telling you, I I'm not even going to ruin the joke. There are so many great, great things.
I'll watch it. I'll give it a chance. Give it a shot.
I don't have a watch, but I can give you a disc of it.
Well, I have that Stars, that Vongo thing. Which is this thing, Stars.
We have
channel.
It too.
Yeah,
Vongo.
Yeah, you can call us up, 718-360-1413 on Vongo.
And you can download a lot of movies, and I think they'll definitely have a Richard Pryor movie I could watch. Any suggestions? Anyone offhand?
No, we're not talking about
Live at Sunset Strip.
It's
a stand-up movie. I'm going to watch Moving featuring King Kong.
Yeah, I love that. That's the only
I love that movie, though.
It's a horrible movie. I love it,
of course.
Too. It's a guilty pleasure movie.
I'll watch. I don't know if they're going to have any David Cross stuff to watch. I'd like to see Red Fox and Richard Pryor, though. I've never seen Delirious, either. The Eddie Murphy.
I've seen
Raw, and it's funny.
Raw sucks compared to Delirious. Yeah.
Maybe
Delirious,
that's the reason that I think Raw isn't really all that great, which is why I didn't put him in my
Delirious?
Top.
Brilliant. Brilliant, brilliantly funny. Again, like I said, I have a different sense of humor than the rest of the world. Something's got to be fall down on the floor funny for me to do it. I've only said this 650 times on this show. Everyone thinks that There's Something About Mary is the funniest movie ever.
I know where you're going to. I totally agree.
Never saw it.
Movie sucks.
Is David Cross in it, though? No, maybe not.
Oh, you made me think for
a
second.
No, I know. I really thought he was.
No, he's in Men in Black. and he's in Arrested Development.
Did you ever see Ghost World? With Thora Birch Scarlett Johansson?
Where Bill Cosby is the father?
Yes, Ghost World featuring Bill Cosby, and he's a ghost dad. with Steve Buscemi and
are you talking about the comedian? That's on
I'll
the
just
TV?
Name different actors than the ones I just said were in it. But
Ghost World is the one with Thora Birch.
David Cross is in one scene, and it's definitely the funniest thing in the movie.
Is he the?
Well, he's the guy who's selling records, right? Doesn't he sell?
No,
records?
No. That's Steve Buscemi. But he has a party, and David Cross is one of the people at it, and he's...
No, when I say... No, I know Steve Buscemi is that guy. I'm saying... I thought he was selling... Like, he was one of the guys that... One of the record sellers that Steve Buscemi went to.
No. He's a collector at his house, because Steve Buscemi is having a party because he's selling some of his records.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I do remember him.
When he tries to pick up Scarlett Johansson, though, it's just... It's I'm talking about maybe 15 seconds of scene, but it's great.
You mean... Johanlet? That's what I call her now.
Okay, you were gonna say something about Mary sucks, but
I wasn't gonna say it. I said it.
Okay,
outright. Look at this. Ready? Sucks.
But you're leading to something, and I said,
oh, it's
totally
got the single funniest line ever in any film ever in it.
There's something about Mary.
Go ahead, and make my day.
I laughed my ass off, despite the fact I just said the A word. I laughed my ass off about the fact that. When Matt Dillon's trying to be all serious and trying to hit on Cameron Diaz, he talks about his passion being, I work with retards. And the way he delivers the line, it's just so over-the-top stupid. It cracked me up.
What I thought you were leading to was that it came out around the same time as another movie that got totally panned and didn't get any kind of like airplay, respect, whatever you want to call it, Basketball.
Basketball, I swear to God, should have gotten an Academy Award.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Brilliant, 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 brilliant film. You know what? Not for nothing. Those South Park dudes deserve all the awards in the world. This whole angle that they got going with this whole Muslim thing and them showing images of Muhammad. Like, I don't know if it's even real. If I don't know if it's a shoot or a work to go, you know, wrestling talk wise. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about? We talked about this on the show last week, didn't we?
You're totally calling out that I wasn't paying attention. I was trying to jump in and figure out what you were talking about.
No, it's okay. It's okay. 100K goes on something that he calls autopilot every now and again.
That wasn't even autopilot. I was just shut down.
Actually, autopilot is one thing. He was just on off. Franks and Beans, like
Muslim
people,
cartoon thing
in the chat room. Sorry, people talking about this, something about Marion and throwing out the Franks and Beans line. Stupid. Like, oh, let's make fun of retarded people. Funny. It's funny. It's good stuff.
Isn't that the whole point of The Ringer, that Johnny Knoxville movie?
Yeah, Johnny Knoxville, comedic genius.
Dude, he hurts himself.
No, honestly, don't get me wrong. 100K just slapped himself as if the microphone could hear it. It was great.
Dude, I'm beating myself with a pencil and I don't even care, Howard. That was my Steve-O impression, by the way.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I set my girlfriend Robin, on fire, but somehow she burned.
Robin, don't you want to do it with him because he's so crazy?
I love that people think that, like, if they're willing to do anything, then, like, the laws of physics and science won't matter. Like, his girlfriend's so willing to be set on fire that the effing A-H doesn't think she's going to burn.
You can say whole.
The F and A Courtney Love Band doesn't think she's going to burn.
I'm just looking up in the air trying to think like Fred Ashford Harold. I don't even understand what's happening here.
Fred Ashford Harold, by the way, is my fourth pick.
I don't know. I have a weird sense of humor. I like things to be funny. That's my sense of humor. Unfortunately, too many people want to hear the same joke they heard on every other sitcom 46 other times, done by the new father who everyone knows tries to do the best for his family, but he always just screws it up every week anyway. That's what we need to see.
I hear your daughter laughing. You want to go tell her what she's laughing at is stupid?
You know what? She's two. I think she has a more advanced sense of humor than the majority of America. Honestly, Blue's Clues is hilarious, dude. You know, we recycle the same jokes every time, whether it's in a stupid movie or whether it's in a stupid TV show, and it annoys me, and I can't. Sorry, did I just turn into the stick in the spokes right there when I went up?
I was on autopilot.
Hold on a second. Could you take this milk crate away from me? I'm stepping off it right now. I'm getting off it. Actually, it would be a soapbox.
What is a soapbox?
I know what it means.
You're on a soapbox, but like, what? Whoever stood on a soapbox giving their opinion out?
The guy who used to own Clorox bleach. He was a big spokesman, and he used to stand on boxes of his bleach.
You're making that up.
No, he's right. Like, because when they would sell stuff in the old days, they would go town to town, and so to stand like to. Why are you laughing?
I just think that you're just jumping right in.
No, I'm totally serious.
Like, I think this is my silence moment. My hello.
I got to be 100% honest. I turned and said, "Wow, did I really say something real at that point?" I knew. I don't know that it's the guy who sold Clorox though. It was a soap salesman.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was.
He would give like speeches on his.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, check out my new soap.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Kind of like Deadwood.
Exactly.
You watch Deadwood?
Whoa. Slow the hell down. What the hell does kind of like Deadwood mean?
I said in the Old West or something.
I'm raising my hand.
I didn't even hear you say in the Old West.
Oh, really?
Deadwood, and I watched the first few episodes, and the guys came to Deadwood to open up a hardware store, and everyone like stands out in the middle of the market yelling about their products, what they have for sale.
If they were selling soap and they stood on top of the box for it, people would hear them better.
Okay.
Hence soapbox.
Yes.
Wow.
Where the hell?
Dude, I was better on autopilot.
You're so creepy, man. You're honestly the creepiest human being. You're honestly a monster, I think.
Why?
Your obsession with whatever TV show you're into at that point is crazy. Like, all right, so like let's rewind. A year ago, we were on a different show. Blah, 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 blah. You know, Sofito, that guy was wearing a green shirt at that show. Oh, and 100K chimes in. Oh, you mean like Don on Queer as Folk? I'd love that. We're talking, hey, fast forward a year later.
I try our first couple shows.
Fast forward a year later. Blah, 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 soapbox. Oh, you mean like Deadwood?
You mean like when I called you and said we need agents because I was watching Entourage?
I actually thought that was a good idea, though.
I know, I still do.
I don't. You're just crazy. You get obsessed with the show and wrapped up in it, and you can't help yourself. By the way, I didn't even realize how friggin' late it is. Totally didn't realize how late it is. It's almost
close to the end.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go around the world and try and go through all my notes. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to. I'm gonna look at my notes and I'm gonna say, "You want to go around the world in 100 Ks?"
Sure. All you Iranian women, you can now attend soccer games.
I want that to be the end of the story.
It is.
Please just go to the next one.
It is.
Lightning round. He's doing lightning round.
Wow, I'm sorry. I heard a vacuum cleaner. I thought that was like background music you were playing for me or something.
It is. Yeah. My
parents in Massachusetts are fighting a gay fairy tale, which is coming out.
I agree.
You agree that they're fighting it? No, or you agree with them for fighting
it? I disagree.
In honor of the NFL draft, so I want to point out a guy named Norm Michael. He was a Syracuse University fullback. In 1944, the Philadelphia Eagles, unaware of the fact that he was enlisted in the Army and stationed in Montgomery, Alabama, drafted him in the 18th round. That was 1944. When they couldn't locate him, they just moved on. Well, in 1999, 55 years later, Norm Michael was reading an article about in a Syracuse magazine, and he was reading all the football players that were ever drafted into the NFL, and he saw his own name. 55 years later.
That's how he discovered it.
I honestly wish he showed up with shoulder pads.
I'm ready to go!
And a walker.
They gave him like a hat and a jersey, like held it out.
That's possibly the worst. And Chris, by the way, I meant to tell you, I got an email that we got a job offer on XM Radio, but I didn't check that email address till today.
It was dated.
We have to respond within 2 weeks. I think the job offer was like, it was last year, though.
Oh, great. June of 2003, we got the job offer. Yeah, that's got to be the craziest. I totally forgot about that. I really wanted
to talk
about that. That's 100%. Well, no, the XM offer isn't real, but the football player is.
Have you been listening?
Oh, yeah.
Even listening to what this show.
By the way, can I interject for a second into the Around the World in 100 Ks and let you know?
I went around the world quickly this week.
Bud Selig this week says there will be no celebration when Barry Bonds, who's at I believe home run number 711 career right now, there will be no celebration if he gets to 715, because in the Major League Baseball we do not celebrate second place.
Can I interject?
Screw you, Barry.
Can I interject a Around the World in 100 Ks?
Go ahead.
Of course.
Tomorrow marks the 75th anniversary of the Empire State Building.
Building of it? Or
perfect.
The building of it. Yeah, it was done in 75 years ago. Yeah, I can do math really well. Let me just grab the story real quick.
On the same note, Adam Kidron, a producer from England, is producing a Spanish-language version of the Star-Spangled Banner featuring Wyclef, Pitbull, Carlos Ponce, and Olga Tanon. Just wanted to let you guys know about that.
Crap is what I have to say to that.
You know what? I got no problem with it.
Whatever.
It's late in the show, and I know we could probably go for an hour on this.
I'll get myself in trouble anyway, so it's probably better off.
But that's what the retraction's for. Bro, what's the problem with it?
All right, so then why isn't there one in like French? A lot of people speak Russian, too. Why don't you make a Russian one also?
Because I haven't started the recorder yet. That's after today's show. We're going to record every language version of it. Okay. Give me my French-English dictionary.
Well, you know, don't they sing the Canadian national anthem whenever they play in Canada? Are there any Canadian teams anymore?
The fact of the matter is...
The Blue Jays.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is...
And the
there is no official language for the United States of America, and Spanish-speaking people are the second largest population in our country. Got no problem with it. I'm the pinko, though.
On that note.
It's just a matter of
you're both pinkos today.
But there's a lot of there's a lot of Spanish-speaking people that, like, anyone that speaks a different language, it's because they came here. Like, what happens when that language gets overtaken? Now I have to learn Spanish?
You do not have a language in your country. There is no official language for the United States.
Then you know what? I am officially proclaiming English as the official language of the United States.
Your language is named after another country. It's English. It's not American. Until there's an American language, I got no problem with it. You know what?
I don't believe that you don't.
I swear to God, I really don't. I brought this up too late. We should have brought this up earlier in the show.
You're trying to be Ron to my Fez right now.
No, I'm totally not. I really have no problem with it. Who cares?
Before we go, www.sinstudios.com, and check out Scooby-Doo's number 109 and 110 coming out in June and July.
Where are we going, dude? We're sitting in a room together like gentlemen.
I gotta go.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to Best in Show.
Adios.
Thanks for tuning in to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Check it out. Thank you guys so much for joining us this week. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for letting me come on, guys.
I'll let you come on to me whenever you want. Try right now.
Nice pink shirt.
That's really crummy.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to hook up with 100K instead. Next week, we're going to address it, Spanish versus English. Who's better? You're looking at me so pissed off right now. You're mad that I don't have a problem with the Spanish national anthem.
No, not at all. I'm noticing you missed the mark, and he started singing already.
Oh, God, I didn't hit the post. Damn it. Yeah, whatever. It's some gay music. Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks. That song they sang to me about the time they called me Jackie. If I could be for only an hour, if I could be for an hour every day, if I could be for just one little hour, cute in a stupid ass way. Join the social world, became procurer of young girls, then I could have my own bordello. My records would be number one, and I'd sell records by the ton, or sung by many other fellows. My name would then be Handsome Jack, and I'd sell boats of opium, whiskey that came from Twickenham, authentic queens and phony virgins. I'd have a bank on every finger, and every finger in every country, and every country ruled by me. I'd still know where I wanna be. Locked up inside my opium den, surrounded by some shiny men, I'd sing the song that I sang then about the time they called me Jackie. If I could be for only an hour, if I could be for an hour every day, if I could be for just one little hour, cute in a stupid ass way. Then I would know where I was going, become unknowing. My beard so very long and flowing. If I could play deaf, dumb, and blind, because I pitied all mankind and broke my heart to make things right, I know that every single night, when my angelic world was through, the angels and the devil too would sing my childhood song to me about the time they called me Jackie. I could be for only an hour, if I could be for an hour every day, if I could be for just one little hour, cute in a stupid ass way. Yeah.